Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio, and Mary Lou from Greensboro. You've got a question for John?
Yes, this is a set of twins. It is a post-85 divorce. In the divorce papers, it states that he can take one of the children. She did not. She is custodial parent. She did not sign an 8332, and she took, you know, one. She took both of the children because she did not sign the form.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if she was entitled to or not.
Not if the separation papers by the court.
How long
him? The child.
Will we continue to listen to this podcast
just
of our former producer, much beloved Beth Ann McBride, doing the show that she left this show to do.
For earned income credit purposes, she would also have that.
How long will we listen to this?
Oh, my God.
And dependent care expenses, daycare expenses. She would be able to take that credit
until it stops being interesting.
But she is not entitled to
available on podcast.
Nor is she.
I am just waiting to hear Beth Ann.
The child tax credit for that child.
Okay, I'm curious.
Who's the lawyer, Chuck E. Cheese?
Divorce stuff, you know, it just
all the pre-85 divorce decrees says is if it's pre-85.
Come on, where's Beth Ann?
Then the person has to at least pay $600
in
child support.
Is this divorcio?
Post-84, the divorce decree has to specifically state that
IRS questions with Beth Ann McBride
gets to claim the child. And that's what you're saying it says.
Right, but it does not state for what year.
I've been in office where this directly, directly had to do with me, and I was bored.
Right,
you're quite welcome.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Oh, she said thank you.
Okay, and now
did
we have David
bye, honey?
Winston. David, you're on with John.
Great show today. I really, really am enjoying it, learning a lot. I want to ask John, how many years should you keep your tax returns before you struggle?
As long as you feel the information is useful, but as far as substantiating
it's one thing to have a lawyer, but this guy?
Keep your tax.
Guy's got a hair lip going that will not stop.
And so forth from 3 years
from the
date.
If you're going to have twins, you might want to file an L-345 form while we
We asked the crack staff here, many of them on crack,
if you
find us a podcast. Of Beth Ann.
Taxes are paid by...
Good job.
So we could follow her progress. This is all that was available, Robbie?
There were two segments on the web, and it was this twice.
Substantially understate your...
Because it's so good.
...income or substantially... Oh.
Have you heard this? Does she talk?
And then I had bailed long before...
But she was going to do a talk show.
I hear talking.
Fraud, there is no statute.
Her dream job.
And if you never file a tax return, there is no statute.
Okay, great. All right, well, thanks for the information.
But if you're a regular...
Remember the guy on Sex in the City?
On. Here she is. Hold on.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for calling. Good question.
Bold guy.
Okay, and now it's Harry. Hi, Harry.
Hey.
Hey, Johnny's got a question about stock options. Go ahead, Harry.
Okay.
Oh, my. We had some exercise. We exercised some stock options.
Oh,
the date of the option was...
Okay.
Yeah, that's a...
remember the guy from Sex and the City that was with Cynthia Nixon?
The guy that talked like that all the time.
Yeah.
I want to have a baby.
There's the update. So, keep on rocking in the free world,
save
girl.
Save that tape for me.
You go, girl.
You got it, Buzz.
Well, you want it on cassette or A-track?
A-track, please.
You name it, you got it. Well, that really, with no offense to Beth Ann, that's no way to start a pre-show.
No?
I mean, even though we're not officially on the clock and we've not officially started the show yet.
That shocked me. I'm really in a state of shock right now. I mean, it was like getting hit in the solar plexus.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi there. Hey, hello.
You know who that guy sounds like?
Who?
Rick Moranis and...
Rick Moranis. Okay.
Yeah, he was talking about...
Run. Run right now. Better hide. You better duck. Run for your life. We just TiVo bonked him.
good way.
Like our taser.
That is the easiest punishment. The gentlest.
You just get a slight tingling in your genitals. Like if you stand in front of the TV too long.
Right. And the next up is you'll get the phone.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, if you're really bad,
right,
you get a cartridge or two.
Bang, bang.
So we're ready. We're set. God, that BA thing. Okay.
It really did. It did. You didn't expect that to happen,
no,
did you? We're all sitting here like, okay, let's get our energy back.
And this is where, maybe I should not take my own advice. I like with Mike, I like the fact that Mike works in the dark and doesn't know what's going on because I get an honest reaction from Mike.
Right, fresh.
I do the same thing with myself. I said to Rob,
You didn't hear that?
No. I said to Rob, did we get the BA podcast? He said, yeah. I said, how is it? He said, about what you'd expect. I went,
wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, boom, there you go. Laid it on the air, and what can I say? God damn.
I bet it gets better.
Yeah, I bet
it does.
Yeah.
What a shame we won't be able to hear it.
Yeah. Well, Rob, in the future, please make sure that any tapes that we secure of Beth Ann have her actually speaking.
All right.
I mean, if they are available. I understand that that was the only thing.
We'll keep looking. That was yesterday's podcast.
I thought that we'd get a little of her on her show.
Those are the parameters.
We're all hoping.
Those are the parameters.
But I guess her show is bringing these experts. Because didn't she have an expert on the last time we called?
A paid one, yeah.
I believe it's
a
all that.
A doctor or something?
Yeah, it's that brokered stuff. So, anyway, Godspeed, Beth Ann. And let's see. Oh, Godspeed, Dick Van Patten, who did have a stroke. We've had that confirmed. We'll call him.
Hope he's doing okay.
He should be doing okay.
Good.
Godspeed, Joe.
What's happened?
Well,
Joe
went to the Stones concert last night.
Right.
And Joe is barely hanging in today.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Joe's not really there.
We've got the tape of Joe at the Stones concert in Baltimore last night.
Good.
With one of our listeners.
Uh-huh.
Joe went. And as he sat in the office today.
With his little slits for eyes.
Sat in the office. Yeah, he could pass for a Chinaman today.
He's got puffy eyes normally, but today you couldn't see his eyes.
He was sitting there. We said, how was it? Was awesome. And then he would just put his chin in his chest, and a second later he would go, was effing awesome.
Still digging it.
Can I sit in that chair, Don?
That chair taken?
They opened up with Jumpin' Jack Flash. Was effing awesome.
Yes.
My eyes are little bitty slits.
You know why Baltimore kicks ass? And at this point, I'm the only one in the room still talking to him. So I said,
yeah, I drifted off.
I say, why, Joe?
Because they serve beer till the end of the show in D.C. They got it off at 10.
Oh.
I said, how was the show?
Effing awesome!
So apparently he went all night. Apparently.
All night. Now, from the Joe email file.
He might still be going right now.
Maybe they should have cut him off at 10.
We'll be hearing the tapes today on the show as well of Joe at the Stones concert.
Chun, 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 chun. Come on, join me. All right, it's 9:05, Don and Mike, and we're right around the corner from the Mariner, and Solomon is taking care of us, and Stones should go on in about 15 minutes, so we are...
That's the first one, right? Isn't that the first cut early in the
that's
evening?
Cut number one.
Play my tape. It's got a lot of nice titles.
Yeah.
And now I understand what chun-chun.
Chunch-chunch.
Chunch-chunch.
Or junch-junch. See, what he did was he came in the office with a presentation.
Uh-huh.
He said, may I read you the titles?
A very relaxed presentation.
Yes.
The title, he was cool as a cucumber.
The titles of the playlist that he has for us, the segments are...
Uh-huh.
Junch, Junch, Hello, Don and Mike, Second Beer, Meet Doug and Family,
oh, good.
Meet Doug, At the Bar, The Madness, English Accent Interview,
hey.
Thelma and Louise, Lost in Baltimore, Uh-Oh, and Lost in Baltimore Hip Hop.
Based on that very first segment, I predict this is going to be one of his most entertaining tapes ever.
Let's hear that again.
Chun chun, ja ja ja, ja ja ja, ja 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 ja. Come on, join me. Ja 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 ja. All right, it's 9:05, Don and Mike, and we're right around the corner from the Mariner, and Solomon is taking care of us, and Stone should go on in about 15 minutes, so we are.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS.
No! Oh, he's not a lawyer. He's an IRS agent.
Got a question for John?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, this is a set of twins.
Okay. It's twins. Okay. Oh, my God. It wasn't a lawyer. See, I didn't listen to the Beth Ann, but it was an IRS agent.
The Joe emails. Hold on. Let me see. I didn't even read you the one that I got from him on Saturday night when he was drunk. And this is how I know it. Well, he attaches a photo of himself.
Oh, that's nice.
With a can of beer.
I have one of those.
And it starts with...
It's like a who.
For effing get about it. But he spells the F word. I can't get away with spelling it
right.
The way he spelled it. I'll write it down for Mike. It does start with F-U.
But he misspells it, right?
Yeah. K-A-A. That's... He forgets the C.
Uh-huh.
He forgets the C.
That's the German spelling.
He forgets the C and loads up on the K's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Anyway, this was from Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday evening. No effing... For effing get about it. I went to Guitar Center this weekend. And with the bitchingly generous... Bitchingly is spelled B-I-T-C-H-I-N apostrophe L-E-E. With the bitchingly generous gift cards ye and Mike gave me for Christmas, I got an amazing new drum machine.
Oh, very nice. That's a thank you email.
Yeah, anyway, it goes on and it goes on. I am not essing ye. This thing is between the okay thing I had before. And what L.A. is using for the stars. I couldn't afford anything like this without two cool cats like Yin and Mike.
Nice. Do you think it was a drunken thank you?
Oh, yes, because it continues. You know, as I continue my 5 years with you guys, I still wake up and think, what a kiss-ass gig.
Kick-ass gig.
Kick-ass,
yes.
Monday through Friday, Joe. Don't think for it. That's what it says. Monday through Friday, Joe, period.
Uh-huh.
Let's start the next sentence.
Yes.
What a kick-ass gig, period.
Uh-huh.
Monday through Friday, Joe, period. Don't think for a second I don't appreciate job. No, period.
That's just a good one.
The M&M show is still and will continue to be the best show in the market. See ya for the Poka, P-O-K-A, game.
Mm-hmm.
Joe. Now, that was sent on Saturday.
Wow.
All right. I got up and checked my email this morning, as most folks do, and I saw I had another note from Joe.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I saw 10:27. I assumed that this was sent at 10:27 p.m. last night.
Ah.
Because it says, now, the subject is snark. Which
snark?
S-N-A-R-K.
Snark.
Again, don't get it. Don't understand it.
Hope it's not something dirty.
Sometimes I don't
think so.
Joe. I don't speak Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure exactly what snark means.
Snark.
Joe?
Hello.
Hey, hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, what does snark mean?
It's just like an inside joke with me and my brother when something's funny.
Wow.
But I'm not your brother. I mean, I'm your brother, but I'm not your brother, and I didn't...
Is it your older brother or your younger brother?
Didn't get the inside
older
joke.
Older brother, I only have one.
What's your older brother do?
He is... I don't know what he's doing. He used to work for the airlines, but he's... I don't know, he's like selling property in L.A. now or something.
How are you doing today, Joe?
Never been better.
Is that Johnny laughing at you?
Yeah.
Of course.
I think if I sweat into a glass and drink it, I'd get drunk again.
I don't understand this email. Perhaps you can help me with it.
Sure.
It says, and it's in like all lowercase now.
Okay.
There's no punctuation at all.
Too much effort to hit the shift key, you know.
And there's no like dear Don,
right.
Or Don, comma. It's just how funny is it when Kirk McEwen says, "Hi Joe, I'm Kirk from 98 Rock," and I say, "Kirk McEwen," and he says, "Yeah," and I say, "No, you're not. I always thought you were taller." Ouch. I'm drunk. Huh. Gotta upload my tape. Outy. O-U-T-T-Y. Joe. And this was sent this morning, not last night, this morning at 10:27.
Were you still pretty banged up this morning at 10 o'clock, Joe?
You know, like most people, I woke up and checked my email.
I guess that's a yes.
Yes.
You know, this explains something.
I woke up with the dog licking my eye.
Which eye?
my right eye.
Of the bad eye.
Peanut butter.
Is the dog okay?
The dog is fine.
When I called Joe at about 11:45 and he answered the phone sounding like a basket of rotten fruit, the first thing he said to me is, "Did you get the email I sent you?" And I said, "No." He said, "Yeah, I met Kirk McEwen last night." So obviously you had sent it to Don and not to me.
I think I had a wrong e-address for you.
Okay.
Because I put your...
I met Kirk. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a really nice guy.
I think everybody you met last night was probably a nice guy.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, Kirk has been around for a while, and I'd never had an opportunity to meet him. He was a very nice guy.
And is you were like loaded when you met him?
I assume, yeah. I think I met him right around when we recorded the segment called The Madness.
How did you represent our show with the fellow this guy does a morning show on 98 Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you represent our show, being as you were actually speaking to the, well, not the direct enemy, but, you know, in the radio world, you know, you don't hang with your competitors. Yet last night...
Well, we didn't hang too long. I mean,
Stones brought everyone together.
Yeah.
Drunk Joe and this guy from 98 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, how was that? How did you represent
Did you make
us?
A good impression, Joe?
I think so. He gave me his card.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that card?
Huh?
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I do.
And what did you give him in return? A book of matches?
I told him I'd give him a card, but our company doesn't make them for us.
No, they do, Joe. We just don't make them for you.
I mean, everybody has cards except you.
What are we going to put? Doofus? You know, Joe Arndinger. Doofus.
Right.
You can have some of mine and some white out.
Joe Arndinger, Joe Dumas.
Give him a playing card.
There's my card.
Mr. Dumas.
That's a joke.
All right.
Hey, he's a big fan of the show. He's probably listening right now.
Yeah, he said that when I met him.
All right, so to get the gist of this, you had a good time last night.
Oh, yeah.
When you met with other broadcasters, you represented the show well.
Those people in Baltimore sure know how to party.
Joe Arndinger representing.
Representing his house.
And you love the fact that they served beer throughout the entire concert.
Not just beer, but Killian's.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, then, fine.
So you switched from your Miller Lite...
I didn't have a choice. I couldn't find a Miller Lite stand. All it seemed they had was Coors Light and Killian's.
Joe.
Killian's a little higher octane, right?
Just a wee tad.
So how was the listener that we sent you with?
He was great.
Why was he great?
Because he was normal. You know? He was just a cool
You are guy. Putting forth the most supreme effort right now.
Yep.
Just to talk to us, aren't you?
Do you remember his name?
I'm trying harder not to throw up.
Oh, God. Oh. Joe, may I ask you something?
Sure.
Okay. Joe, I know that you have a young marriage.
Yes.
And a marriage that hopefully has months and months left to it. Joe?
Yes?
May I ask, on behalf of Tracy?
Right.
Why did you smell like cigarettes last night?
Well, everybody was smoking in the bar.
Yeah. Oh, Joe. Yeah, that can happen, can it?
Mm-hmm.
Joe? Joe?
Yes?
Joe, is there something you'd like to say?
No.
Is there something you'd like to confess to? Joe, this would be a good time.
Stop
Joe,
it!
Didn't I tell you in the office that it's bad to have the office be like a confessional?
Well, I didn't know you were going to rat me out.
I wrote it down and said to you, you shouldn't say these things in the office.
You wouldn't be the first person who,
no,
you know, sneaks a choke once in a while.
And lies to his wife about it.
Well, when in Rome.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
Listen to that. He's getting a little bitter.
Hey, Joe.
Bitter.
You're sitting back there with John. Is John breathing with his mouth or with his nose today?
John's already told me I smell like alcohol.
No, really, Joe. I mean, besides the fact that you do smell like beer,
uh-huh.
Really seriously,
right.
You do smell like an ashtray.
Yeah.
Did you shower? I mean, I think you mentioned that you showered. Did
Tracy smell you?
Sure. I guess. I haven't spoken to her today.
Oh, so what? Was she already gone to work by the time you rolled home this morning?
No. But she had gone to work by the time I woke up.
And okay. So you were unaware that she got up and went to work?
How could she not notice when she got up this morning that she had, like, a man that smelled like a dead fish laying in the bed next to her?
I'm sure she did notice. I took a shower when I got home.
Like a dead fish that had been swimming in Miller Lite.
You took a shower when you got home?
Yeah, man.
And you still stink like that today?
I took another shower this morning.
Are those the same clothes that you have on today that you wore yesterday?
No, these are all clean.
You took a shower.
I told you.
How could you have taken two showers? Look at him sweating it out.
Take
a look at you. Did you saw him when he walked into the office?
I didn't only see him. I smell. I mean, I'm not kidding about this. I smelled him. I smelled the stale smoke, and I smelled the booze.
Yeah, it might be my shoes. I'm wearing shoes, and they look kind of funked.
Yeah. Ooh, that's nasty.
All right, Joe. Well, sorry about that thing with Tracy. I was just kidding. I know you won't get in trouble.
Yeah, no worries.
And besides, I always found, you know, lying's good for a relationship. That's a line from North Dallas, Florida.
eBay, okay.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Good day.
Good day, sir. North Dallas 40. God damn, that's a great movie.
Isn't it?
Mac Davis.
Mac Davis gives the advice?
Mac Davis is the quarterback. And
it's the God Thumper. It's the other quarterback.
Yeah, it's the made-up Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And Mac Davis is the quarterback. And
I should say the Bible Thumper, not the God Thumper.
Yeah,
right.
He's got this Jesus freak that's the second-string quarterback. And he's always preaching about, do what God wants you to do. And the guy is just a nun's hair away from taking the job from Mac Davis. Mm-hmm. So Mac Davis takes this guy out one night and gets him absolutely liquored up and gets him laid. And the guy shows up in the locker room the next morning and he says, you know, what happened? I smell like woman. And Mac Davis says, you know, son, coming from you, she's going to believe anything you say. So just make up anything you want. And she coming from you, mm-hmm. she's going to believe it. So
right.
So he leaves, and he comes back to the locker room, and he says to Mac Davis, you know, saints be praised, you know, you are correct that she believed it. And Mac Davis looks at him and says, well, that's good, son. Lying's good. Healthy for a relationship. And right away, the guy's confidence, then you just see the guy just like,
he melts with that concept.
Because he's such a Jesus freak.
Right. And he's conflicted.
Mac Davis played him perfectly. And anyway.
The Craggy Mac Davis.
That is a great movie.
Wasn't playing Joe like that. I just thought it was funny. Joe never says anything in the office like, yeah, and a couple of cigarettes. Oh, ow, that's a secret. Don't say that.
I never thought it was a secret.
He made a big point. He said, don't say
it. You didn't know that either?
No, I didn't know it was a secret.
Well, ain't a secret anymore.
Okay.
One more thing before we actually start the show today.
At least they're light cigarettes, he smokes.
We have a Don and Mike world exclusive premiere for you.
Uh-huh.
Stars of Tomorrow Today. He was discovered on the show. His name is Ren Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He wrote the song The Elvis Cup.
Yes, come see The Elvis Cup.
He followed that up.
I'll tell you that he loves you much and thank you very much.
He followed that up with an Elvis Christmas song.
Yep.
And now he has definitely selected a side in the Super Bowl. And he knows that Elvis wants the Pittsburgh Steelers to win.
Go, go Steelers. Rock and roll to the Super Bowl today.
Yes, it's Ren Elvis.
Before Steelers are a winning team. When they get the football, please don't run out of steam. Rockless Parker, and the bunch, they might be off the king.
Yeah.
And they take care of business like Elvis knows how to sing.
Okay, have you heard enough?
Go, go, Steelers.
No, I'm speechless.
The genius has struck
once again.
I don't think it's an Elvis Cup. I don't think he's ever going to be able to match the magic he had with the Elvis Cup.
It's amazing how he doesn't really put any thought into it, and he goes in and records these epics.
You ain't no friend of mine.
There's like an Elvis thing.
Preserving the memory of Elvis.
You ain't no friend of mine.
Go, go, Steelers.
Go,
And it kind of sounds in some ways like the Elvis Cup. It's got...
Yes, it's got that thick accent that he's working around, you know. He struggles to
communicate. To him, listen to him play his Gitbox. This just sucks.
And you know, we love a good football song. What a tard. Put this on the Beth Ann tape.
We've only got 19 seconds
go,
to go.
Go, say a word.
And almost hear him say.
Oh, Red Elvis.
Go, go, Steelers. Rock and roll to the Super Bowl today.
Thank you very much. You know, that's another reason. That's on me. I should have listened to that.
I you very much. And, you know, where is he from again?
Not from here.
What?
Philippines.
Philippines.
The Philippines.
From Uranus.
I very much.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio and God. Mary Lou from Greensboro.
Okay.
Got a question for John?
Yes. This is
there we go. This is in my head always now. This song, I swear to God.
She did not sign an 8330.
All right, shut up. Here's your favorite part, Mike.
I swear to you, I sing this to myself.
Here he is.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6. And I've been told around 1 to 5. And also from noon to 4. Or check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Before he went crazy in the head. And filled her with lead.
So,
Phil Spector. Ronette.
Oh, hi there.
Right. Classic.
Hello.
Be my baby.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's good. Let me see what we got for Rob today. What's that?
Something new?
Yes. Well, just give me one moment, and here we go.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio, and Mary Lou from Greensboro. You've got a question for John?
Your
hangover. IRS.
You know, there's good news in the back room.
What's that?
Joe's eating spaghetti.
Oh, John Norman, you are a trooper to be back there today.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dugan, and all the ships at sea. Get ready, because today's show's going to be flipping awesome.
Joe.
Maybe you can win a trip to Europe with John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And hi there, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. Let's face it, there's no way to shine up a turd. Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Thursday, 0202, odd 6.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. Hi there, Buzz. You can call us from anywhere in America. Here's the phone number. 877-365-3636. If you're listening on the internet, call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening in D.C. on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067. We're on the internet. Go to our site, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live and get the internet stream. I've already been told that today's internet stream cannot be described with the current FCC climate.
That bad.
Let me just say, I love UPS. What can Brown do for you?
Gotcha.
They say it's rust. Mike, you look. I'm going to push now for the internet stream. I don't look like rust to me.
I don't think so.
That looks to me like frozen yogurt. It's melted.
Well, I know one thing. I'm staying far, far away from it.
It's buffering now.
There it is. Step back.
Now, the internet stream, and please, for your Super Bowl party, if you're going to get some of our stream, you don't want to be dipping your chips in this.
No.
Wait until tomorrow to see what the stream is, because
you're
today...
You're better. From Space 2.
They say, just imagine like 100 pennies, you know, being put into a glass of water.
It smells like that. Kind of looks like copper guacamole.
Yes, but look, there's... Now, hold on. Now, you, right there, look at that. Corn. What's corn doing in our internet stream?
I have no idea.
Wrong.
Something's terribly wrong.
So you can get us on the internet. Go to our website, dynamikewebsite.com. And if you want to email us during the show, you can do the very same thing at dynamikewebsite.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's Don and Mike.
Yes, it is. You're just...
Hello!
Step away from being shut between the eyes. What can we do for you?
Why, Cecil? When you can select.
What can we do for you?
I like you a lot.
Thank you. I take it back. You may not be shot. You may have a phone thrown at you.
Any number.
What a delightful thing to say. You like us a lot. Well, we like you right back.
You might get bonked.
I actually love you guys very much.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
That's very nice of you to say.
Thank you.
But... Is there a butt?
No, I'm so surprised. I didn't mean... I'm so sorry. I didn't expect you to pick up right away.
Well, we did, and now you said you love us. That's great. Is there anything else we can do for you?
That's something people say.
At least I did not say, is this Donna Mike? Am I live? Am I on?
Or you didn't say, is it me?
That's right. And look at that. No blood will be on that beautiful blouse of yours today.
If we picked up later, what would you have said?
That I love you guys even more, and is there anything I can do for you?
Is there anything you can do for us?
Let me ask you, did God bless you with a set of hands?
Yes, absolutely.
Are they big, strong hands?
No. Girl hands.
Are they soft, feminine hands, but they can do jobs?
When you look in the mirror, is there somebody famous that looks back? Do you resemble anyone?
I would probably say Daryl Hannah in her younger days.
Oh, young Daryl Splash.
Please be describing. Are we talking Splash? Are we talking Wall Street? Or are we talking anything after that?
We're talking Splash.
Steel Magnolias, Daryl Hannah?
Certainly not attacked with a 50-foot woman.
Please, no Steel Magnolias, Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
Splash.
I was kind of partial to Steel Magnolias, Daryl Hannah, with her glasses.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Here is my advice until we finally meet. Keep squeezing that stress ball because you want to keep those hands strong.
Strong hands.
Strong hands, really. Well, they're strong enough.
And then by the time we meet, perhaps you can become an accomplished manualist.
Okay. I'll take that advice to heart.
Thank you.
Take it somewhere else, honey.
Wow. Okay.
Does everybody on the show really appreciates a good, accomplished manualist?
Yes,
we do.
And I am.
I'm very good with my hands. I type all day long.
Oh,
that's what we're looking for.
Fantastic.
Somebody in our secretarial pool, somebody who can take dictation.
Never had a problem with carpal tunnel, have you?
No, actually, I'm a travel agent, so I can also take you places.
Oh, really? Have you traveled the world?
Somewhat.
I'm really not interested. I mean, the rest of the fellows may be interested. I'm really not interested in traveling anywhere except maybe to the green room with you.
Okay, then. I like green.
Fantastic.
Green's a good color.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I play the piano.
Wow, another wonderful activity for strengthening your hands.
Another thing you might want to think about doing before we all finally meet is go to the store and buy yourself some walnuts. And then get one of those walnut crackers. That also is great to build hands for. And go to the sports.
Does it have to be walnut or just a nutcracker in general?
Or go to the your Galleons or whatever your local, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods, and buy that thing that you squeeze.
The spring thing.
Yeah, thing you squeeze to make your hands stronger.
And little plastic handles on it.
You know what? I will do that just to keep my strength up, but I already have it.
Do you do any baking?
Do I what? I'm sorry?
Do you do any baking?
Baking?
Yes, because one of the things you can also do, you can knead dough.
That's right.
Oh, absolutely. Fresh bread all the time.
You make fresh bread? That's like the best activity in the world for strengthening your hands.
I know.
Oh, boy, yeah. Nothing better than feasting on some yeast.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, well,
we all have so much in common.
Yes, we do.
When you go to the grocery store, how do you tell if the melon's ripe? Do you smell it or squeeze it?
I squeeze it.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. The only way, really.
That's right. Now, listen, Dream Girl, occasionally do you squeeze the cantaloupe so much that they just explode?
Sometimes it explodes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It depends
Thank
on
you.
How ripe it is.
Thank you for that's lying right. about that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, please note. There's no phone being thrown at you.
Not a bit. This is an A1 caller right here.
No gun being waved at you. This is a playful TIFO bong.
This has gotten the show's energy back, the energy that was lost with the IRS agent.
Well, I'm just happy to talk to you guys.
Thank you. And did we ever get your name?
I don't believe so.
No. Well, what would it be, pray tell?
Slut?
Erica.
Erica. Oh. Erica, much prettier.
Okay, thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
Goodbye, my love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy this playful bong.
You too.
As are.
I'll be squeezing party. Melons as I hang up.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on. There now. That's
got
it. Hold on. No, it didn't. No, the thing froze up. There
well,
it is.
No wonder.
It's
wonderful.
Okay, we're set. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio and Mary Lou from Greensboro. You've got a question for John?
Yes.
Let's take another call, Mike.
Absolutely, because that just sucks the energy out of me.
Hello,
I'm sorry. Helen McDull.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Oh, that's not fair.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to tell you, I think you guys are smart.
Well,
sexy.
Okay. Wrong.
Smart and sexy.
No, you guys are super sexy.
Wrong.
No, I've looked at your website almost every day.
Yes, well.
And I know y'all are both very sexy, and you know what makes you sexy other than just looking sexy?
Now, here's where you get to the our winning personalities.
No, you're smart. You're super rich. And you both are single.
That's
single, rich, smart, and sexy.
So that's what.
And smart and sexy. Well, I'm not looking for that, but it's nice.
Single,
to know that
rich, smart, sexy.
That's right. And I don't think you guys think y'all are those things.
We are none of those things.
The myth continues.
No, y'all are.
I mean, hold on. I'll give you this. We're single. We're both single.
It's one.
But that would be.
I
discussed yesterday. I faked my high school diploma. I mean, please. I've
got to be smart to do that.
I am one step away from a GED.
And I have to say, technically, I'm semi-single because I am not technically married, but I do cohabitate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you're not married.
No, I'm not.
That's right.
So you are officially single.
You're going to get me in trouble like Joe with his cigarettes.
Well, I was just smoking a cigarette, so.
Maybe.
Are you using your big, strong hands for that?
Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get my nails done because I have an Army convention to go to tonight.
An Army convention?
Really?
That'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
How many soldiers will you be spit-shining tonight?
All of them.
All of them. What kind of nail design will you get on your big... Are they the big six-inch nails curl under your palms?
They're the French manicure.
Oh, the French? Oh, quite. Now, that's my favorite kind.
A classy male for a classy broad.
Amen. What's your cigarette of choice, m'lady?
Marlboro Light.
Very popular. Fantastic.
Of course. Every once in a while, it's the 100s.
Sure. Yes. Well,
again, please enjoy this playful TV bonk. This TiVo TV bonk as we send you on your way.
You guys are great.
That's what you
think. You guys are fabulous.
Yeah, keep thinking that.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's two delightful ladies in a row.
Oh, nice. Keep lying to yourself.
Two nutcrackers.
They were great.
Mm-hmm. Single, rich, smart, and sexy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Not that we're rich, but just in case, you know, Jennifer Aniston is out there listening right now, and she happened to hear that both Mike and I are single through different circumstances. Mm-hmm. I just want to, you know, not that either one of us is rich. By any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But I do have more than he does.
Yeah, he does. Just so you know.
He kept his.
Jennifer.
Yeah, because of, you know, well, the plaintiff and the other plaintiff.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's going to be a factor, if Jennifer Aniston is listening.
Just so
I just
you
wanted
know.
To even the playing field there.
Yeah.
But I'm stupid.
Hey, but you know what?
I'm stupider than Mike.
But I had a meeting yesterday about the restaurant. And, no, you're still richer. Yeah.
All right, come on, Mike. Someday you're going to turn a profit on that baby.
Yeah, they tell me that by 2012, we will be halfway there.
And can I say, because can I say this really? Because I know that you are not, you're not walking out of that place every night with a suitcase full of diamonds.
I would really love to do it, but they won't allow me to do that. Something about taxes.
Here's
what the hell is that about?
Here's the thing. Because I know, I mean, you know, you're a businessman.
Businessman.
You're out there.
When you say that, please pronounce it correctly.
Businessman.
Businessman.
You're a businessman, mm-hmm. and it's hard. The restaurant business is hard.
It is a tough business.
It's a very competitive business.
Tremendous failure rate in the restaurant business.
Yes, it's true, 80-90%.
That's why today, I promise you, no pasty jokes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No jokes about your waitresses wearing pasties.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, see, I thought you just said no pasty jokes, and there you did. You had
no, I didn't.
You had to explain the joke. One of your oldest techniques. Poor but honest, but I shall never go hungry.
True.
As long as there are mini burgers to eat.
Right. Little Mike's.
Excuse me, get it right.
Little Mikey's.
Thank you.
I forgot. 69 cents.
And then, you know, you have all
change
people,
for your dollar.
You're saying little.
Oh, it's Lil. Yeah,
Lil.
And I love it like that. You're right, Mikey. Lil. Like Lil Kim.
Lil Mikey.
Lil Mikey.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Like
Lil. No, it was Lil Annie Fanny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't Lil Annie Fanny.
Lil Annie Fanny, Lil Abner.
Lil Abner. L-I-L Abner.
Mm-hmm. Same thing as Captain Crunch.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be C-A-P apostrophe N.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Hey, those two women could probably break open lobsters with their man hands. But
that's good news. That's what I'm looking for.
But quick hit, Don, I'm not sure if you listen to Tony Kornheiser, but today he was taking credit, actually, for his previous intern, Paul Garcia's recent success. Not sure if you heard that or not.
Hold on. Tony Kornheiser was taking credit for
what? My name is Earl Guy. Is it Paul Garcia?
Oh, Greg Garcia. Well,
Greg. Greg.
The truth is that after he worked with us, mm-hmm. I mean, not to split hairs, but I did call over to Tony Kornheiser's place and got him an invite to go work with Tony on Tony's show. I mean, I didn't get him the job,
mm-hmm.
but
put a good word in for him.
But I've met Tony before, yeah, and he wanted to move on. So yes, I know he's had experience with Tony as well. Don't go trying to start trouble.
Right.
Because Tony Kornheiser very well might be the next Howard Cosell.
You know, and I'm a big
guy. Yeah, actually, pencil on that thing.
Oh, boy, I tell you, you know, it's I guess technically Tony's kind of at a competing radio station, but I'm really rooting for him to get that gig just so I can be entertained because I really think he'd be a good fit.
Yeah, when Greg, who used to drive our van and do crazy stunts for us, the Greg Garcia from My Name is Earl,
right.
Mike and I were doing a talk show on a top 40 radio station. When they cycled him out of the rotation where he could no longer work on our show and had to, like, his job was to answer a request line.
Oh.
He had gone from, like, being out with a megaphone screaming to people trying to get them to eat stuff on the street.
Mm-hmm.
He'd gone from that to having to pick up the phone and having kids request Milli Vanilli.
Right, yeah.
I mean, the guy was going crazy,
sure.
You know. And the guy at the time, I guess, there was not, this was, you know, before we came to work here. So
right.
More than 15 years ago mm-hmm. that I said, you know, go try this. Look at this guy. Look at that station. Look at that show. I always thought Tony Kornheiser, they should have hired him here. I mean, the first time I heard the guy on the radio,
fantastic.
I said, he's great. You know, if they really had half a brain, what they would do on the station is blow out this goddamn right-wing programming, which is just wait till the next ratings come in and get ready to have this big goose egg central.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. They should change the call letters to WNBL. Nobody listening.
Even if you are that way, even if you're politically inclined in that direction, I would think...
How much can you take?
Jesus!
Yeah.
Certain point, come on!
You know, the thing is, I'm talking now specifically about the Washington, D.C. market,
mm-hmm.
okay, which is the market that I grew up in, and
right.
me and Mike have been working here 20 years, and me even longer than that. What you do on WJFK, I mean, screw all this free FM jazz. I told him this a long time ago. You know, you throw a bag of money at Kornheiser, and you put him on in the morning. It's a long time ago. You put him on, you put us on, and you hire that old fossil Ken Beatrice, and you put that old fart back onto, and you let him be himself. And I guarantee, And then, you know, you throw another show in the junkies, whatever it is you got to throw in to fill out your lineup. You know, everybody takes a slot somewhere.
Right.
But that's a winning lineup.
Mm-hmm.
That really is. And I don't care if it's old fart radio. If Tony Kornheiser is old, and I'm old, and you're old, and, Ken Beatrice really is old.
Yeah, but he's still got, you know, he's got stuff to say. He's interesting.
I mean, Michael backed me up on this, and I, for many years, said behind the scenes, I mean, Tony Kornheiser was a foregone conclusion. He had already signed a deal, but I would say to them, you know, there's this guy, Ken Beatrice.
Weren't we close to it at one point?
The deal that we wanted was, you know, I said, first off, give him the nighttime show.
And that's when he's perfect for that.
So you have him on, he's a know-it-all.
Is he gone now? Is he retired, or is he still doing it?
No, like, does stuff on Fridays on Oldies 100.
Is that where he is now?
Yeah, but just on the telephone.
Underused.
Yeah, like one day a week.
But he's out of it now. He didn't do it anymore.
Do you mean he's out of it like he has Alzheimer's? Or
is he out of the business?
I don't know.
He's kind of semi-retired, because I think he might be.
I don't know. I think that Ken Beatrice is the type of guy that would die to come back on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'd said, you know, put that guy on after us, and plus, I'd use him every day on our show.
Mm-hmm.
We could have a segment every day to discuss sports with him, because the thing about him is he has that uptight New England accent.
Yeah.
And really,
he's fun to make fun of, too.
Mr. Know-It-All.
Right.
Just Mr. Know-It-All.
We went out and saw, a bunch of us went out and saw his live show one night at Pettibones.
Oh, that's right.
We had a blast.
Do you remember the night that we went to the Rocky, what's the Rocky movie where he fought the Russian?
Four.
Rocky Four?
Okay. Do you remember the night that we went to that premiere? Do you remember what happened on the way there?
No.
Leaving WAVA.
Did you call him?
Yes, but if you remember, this is what was so great about it. And this is now, again,
we used to call him. We always used to call him.
But this was a really good one, and I know that you were in the caravan, and when I tell you it, I know you'll remember.
Okay.
His big thing was 432 WMAL, and if you are blind, it's 432-5555. He would give the numbers out.
Right.
Say, if you're blind, if you can't. That was his crutch.
Right.
So anyway, we're leaving WAVA to go down somewhere in Georgetown for the premiere of this Rocky movie.
Right.
And we're all in the car together, and it's right when cell phones first came out. And the station van had the gigantic shoebox-sized cell phone. Called WMAL. They say, hold on, you're on the air. I played it totally straight. It was like, news 6:30.
Right.
You're next. I said, Ken, I want to say first, I'm blind, and I really appreciate the fact that you take calls from blind people, and I'm glad that you give out the phone number.
And you, now it comes back to me, because you did nothing to disguise your voice.
No. It was just,
I was splitting in two. I didn't even ask
him anything about sports. I said, thank you on behalf of all blind people.
And you went right for the thing in his wheelhouse, because he loved to talk about stuff like that. But he would have been great.
Yeah, I mean, you could still do that. I don't know if you can get Kornheiser now. I mean, the guy can...
Probably not now.
He can write any deal he wants right now.
Yeah. Yes, very, very popular with that TV show.
But now, listen, I'm speaking out of school, because we are incredibly thrilled with Bill O'Reilly and Jay Severin and Jim Cramer, who's the latest addition to the Free FM lineup on many of the stations that we're heard on. He's another guy that's getting what's the brand new cherry gig in this company, the one-hour show.
Huh?
Oh, the one-hour show. Grueling. You know, if this was a one-hour show, it would be over now.
Statistics have shown.
Technically, because we haven't played commercials yet, we are already into tomorrow's show if this was a one-hour show.
That's weird. That is really weird to think of it like that.
Yeah.
Because with one-hour shows, that's how you build loyal listenership.
So the series of one-hour shows.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hello, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Greetings and salutations. Hey, I just wanted to say, Don, that Ken Beatrice might give Mike a run for his money doing his Maxwell Smart imitation.
Well, for a long time, I did an impression of Ken Beatrice. I mean, and lots of people did, because he was one of those originals where it was fun to do an impression of the guy.
And plus, just...
Especially when he talked about Arby's.
The thing...
And he had a heart attack, so he said, now I have to limit myself to one milkshake a month, and I don't eat the curly fries.
But I've heard the curly fries are delicious.
Will Streetus, Arby's restaurant.
I think it's Bernie Streetus,
Mike. Bernie Streetus, and he treats his employees with a respect and a dignity that they pass along to you, the customer.
See, who says radio advertising doesn't work?
Oh, you better believe it worked with him.
Who says radio advertising doesn't work?
And what was great is you'd get a little kid that would call, and he would speak to the little kids just like they were adults, including getting annoyed at them, which was so much fun.
Yes, Johnny. That's right.
And do you think that the Redskins are... Well, I'm not sure, Johnny.
Well Johnny, and who was best? It's like, you have a nine-year-old on the phone? Right. Well, Johnny, you know the Steelers like to exploit a 4-3 defense by sliding a linebacker to the left in coverage. Now, Johnny, I know you've seen that. You're next.
Here is John Nolan. Hi, Johnny.
What are
hi there. I'm sorry.
That's
John.
John Norman.
Oh, my God.
John Nolan is another old guy that we used to work with.
Yes.
One of the other things that Ken Beatrice used to do is if you called and didn't get on the show...
Oh,
is he would
great poll.
The producer would take
your
number,
your phone
and
number.
Call you back after the
oh,
show
nice.
And find out what you wanted to talk
Do
about.
Do you remember that? That he would actually, after his show was over, he would sit in his office,
call me in the office.
And call people back.
That's mm-hmm. where Call Me in the Office came
right.
from.
Right, right, right. Can you imagine?
Call Me in the Office.
What a loser.
I mean, on one hand, I'm
dedicated.
I like the guy, but...
Yeah. No, I mean, I liked him, too. I saw him have a meltdown in the press room at the old Capitol Center where the Capitals played their hockey games, and he was waiting to go on WMAL for a cut-in, and apparently they didn't get to him, and it's like, and all I saw him was just saying, God damn it, Karen! I want to get on the air now!
And wonderful. Always appeared to me to have the look of a flasher because
yes.
he always, even in the most humid of summers when it would be 100 degrees, had on like the London fog raincoat.
Yeah.
You're next.
Oh, he's an original, though. Really an original.
No, but they won't hire him here because they've decided now that what people really want to hear, they don't want to hear entertaining shows. They either want to hear shows that give them the propaganda from the Bush administration or... Wall Street money advice.
They don't believe that people want to think. People don't really want to think and participate. They want to be told what to do.
And
if you listen to those kind of shows, they tell you what to do. They tell you what to think.
What, Buzz?
We should be having IRS experts on, for example.
Hey, you know what?
That's the way to go.
We say a lot of bad things about our station. Not that bad.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio and Mary Lou from Greensboro.
That's just
You've
not
got a
fair.
Question
do you
for
know,
John?
Though?
Yes. This is It is a close...
God love her. It fits her, though, doesn't it? You would think most people would have their IRS expert on the end of March. Maybe the very beginning of April.
Yeah.
There she is. God love her. Getting it done early. Have the beginning of February, prior to Valentine's Day. You know, get those taxes done.
All right, we got a break. See, if we break now, we'll be okay. We won't be okay. We're already way past the commercial time that we're supposed to take, but who cares?
It was a great show. Thanks for listening.
That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with our one-hour show.
Right.
But once again, we'll be discussing, is it a bull market or a bear market? I'm Jim Cramer. Even though I've not done dick in radio, I'm another one of the lottery winners who just signed a mega deal to be on many CBS stations. And I'm sure that those losers, Don and Mike, will be talking about it like they're jealous. You're goddamn right we are.
I may not be a radio pro, but my sleeves are rolled up so far you can see my armpit hair.
Please stay tuned for Jay Severin. He's going to be asking for us to get into nuclear war with Iran and then stand by for Bill O'Reilly. He's going to be reading out of the Bible while he pleasures himself with a loofah.
What a lineup!
Yeah! Oh, and stand by then. Also, please don't forget Peter Rosenberg. And let's cut him some slack, because after all, this is his first job ever in radio. He's only on at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. Great lineup.
Everything is going to be fine.
Meanwhile, you know, Ken Beatrice has got the poopy pants at home. He's sitting at home with his adult diaper.
Yes.
Just waiting for a phone call.
Waiting
what
for call.
What the hell am I listening to? Waiting for us to call.
More commercial.
All right. That's a good idea. That's good. And you know what else I like? This is a good professional sound. When you hear
the rattling cartridge.
Yeah, that's...
I love that sound.
That shows you that we're right up. We're on top of it. What keeps beeping, incidentally, or ringing?
Your phone, did you leave a message?
Mike.
No.
Mike, your goddamn new yodeling phone.
No, it's not. I changed it again.
I changed it.
What to do now?
Please focus on the show.
Well, no, I am focusing on the show. Hold
Did
on.
Did you change it during the show?
No.
Oh, is it the one you played me before the show?
Yeah.
Oh, it stinks. It's an awful ringtone.
Worse than yodeling?
I can't believe you just said that. I thought you liked it.
The Austin Powers one?
You don't like it?
I think it'll drive you crazy. I don't think it's you.
I like it.
See, the thing is, if you were really into Austin Powers, yeah, then it would be you.
You know, just because Adam West is, you know, your ringtone is Batman.
No, no, no.
I mean,
you know, you should find
to have a little fun. I really don't care about ringtones.
Yes. Hello, friend.
Yes.
Don't be defensive.
What?
You know, you should find Patton. Find Patton.
Patton.
Now, if you got Patton, right now that's a ringtone.
That is a ringtone.
That's a ringtone. Hey, okay, friend.
Yeah, that's good.
What I'm telling you, friend.
Oh no, I'll get that one. That's a good idea.
Some cheesy ass like that sounds like a guy on a karaoke thing. Download. The real ring. I'm sure they got.
Well, the thing is, I can't preview them, so I've got like 30 of them. I've spent $150 on ringtones.
That's
pissing me off. I'll find a good one. I'm going to find one that's like Patton, only it's better. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Find one that's more me.
Right.
Okay.
Because the Austin Powers, that's not you, and that's the type. I know that if you're out in public after a couple of weeks, you know what that's like. You know what that's like. It's like when you put Fly Baby on your license plates, because it was our catchphrase for a while.
I understand.
And then you just felt like a jerk. You're going to be out somewhere a couple of weeks from now at some high-powered meeting, and all of a sudden they go, do-do-do-do-do, and you're just going to feel awful.
No, I'm going to do that. I'm going to find one that's good. I promise you I'll find. But for now, it's my default ringer is the Austin Powers.
All right. Well, remember the rule that we try to have here. You know,
focus on the show.
Focus on the show.
Well, I did focus. It was just ringing. I wasn't playing with it while we were talking.
Is it too much to ask to turn on? Do I have to be like a football coach?
You mean like turn off the ringer?
Phones off. You know, phones on vibrate during the show.
I understand. Please? I understand. But I don't know what to say.
Even now, you can't take your hands off it. And we're on the air. Focus on the show.
I really, really want...
Please focus on the show.
It's my new phone.
Please focus on the show.
I am focused on the show. This is my new phone.
I said, focus on the show, and you said, this is my new phone.
Where are you?
What do you mean?
It's a camera phone. He's looking through the viewfinder.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
Mike.
There you are. Wait, hold on.
Mike, don't take my picture with your phone. Mike, do the effing show. Do the effing show.
There, I just captured you.
Right, that's great. He captured the essence of madness.
Madness, that's Joe's thing.
And I meant like the madness of King George. I didn't mean like mad.
Right.
Or perhaps I meant like our house in the middle of our street.
So if I'm looking for ringtone tones during the commercial break, is that losing my focus?
No, your time is your time.
All right, then I'll try it. And you know what? I'll give myself a 1 minute buffer, too.
Your time is, what's the thing from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Isn't it our time?
Time? That's right. I like that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Ardinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Ardinger's fault.
The Don and Mike Show. They pursue the rare and magical white unicorn, Don and Mike.
Joe.
Wanna get high?
Joe. Joe.
Now we sent him out last night. World's oldest phone screener.
Oh, did he have a good time last night? Yeah.
We barely were able to keep the show together without him yesterday once he left to get in the town car.
I know.
The town car that supplied...
Northern Virginia.
I'd read it if it was there.
Limousine service.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're hoping that's right.
I'm sure three of those four words are correct.
Meanwhile, look at Rob. Now Rob is in his spaz motion. Thank you, Rob.
I sure was spazzing.
you had a panic moment there.
We all do.
The official limo of the Don and Mike Show, Northern Virginia Town Car and Limousine Service.
Pretty good, Buzz.
Yeah.
Online at www.novalimos.net or 703-739-9770.
Very good. They're good.
So they supplied the car for Joe, and he went to the Stone Show last night in Baltimore.
Where is the tape? Where is the... Hold on a second. Joe. Ah.
would be the one that says Joe on it.
Joe, simply Joe. Joe.
And the grid sheet, number one, Junch. Junch.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we'll start, about 9 o'clock last night in Charm City.
Now, if these segments are in chronological order, you'll notice the very first one that we previewed a couple of times, Joe's already reared up and ready to go.
You should know Joe is the world's oldest phone screener. We love Joe. He's an important part of the show. But let's and Joe knows this. He has an entry-level position where he is already at the top. He cannot advance.
Yes. But it's perfect. It's okay with him.
For Joe, I mean, normally on a radio show and a radio station, it's one of the jobs with the highest rate of turnover.
Mm-hmm. Normally.
We have found it's the perfect job for Joe.
It's a career. He has found a home. He loves his job.
He loves it. You know, he works 39.99999 hours a week. You know, they do that on purpose.
That's right.
And he comes and he eats his chicken and his
spaghetti today.
His Cheez-Its during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Loves the Stones. Loves the show.
Yep.
Loves Pharms. PHARMS.
Uh-huh.
Loves his Miller Lite. Loves his wife.
The only time we run into trouble is if somebody accidentally gives him some more responsibility. That's happened in the past, but even that,
because really he loves his job.
Yeah.
He's just a stupid guy. I mean, but a lovably stupid guy.
Then you mean that only in the best possible way.
I mean, if he wasn't working here, he'd be the lovable stupid guy at CVS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd be the guy when there's a price check. He'd be the guy that would come out and you would eventually get pissed at.
He might have room for advancement at CVS.
Yeah, but he wouldn't.
Assistant
manager?
I've been to the CVS many times lately.
Uh-huh.
I think he could thrive in a CVS.
He couldn't be a pharmacist.
God knows he's got it in his head, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the Rain Man with pills.
He knows his stuff.
He really is. Anyway, he's an interesting cat because he's 40. He's got a job that, generally speaking, a 19-year-old would have, and he's very happy with it.
Uh-huh.
And he loves the Rolling Stones, and we love sending him out to be our correspondent.
Yes.
So now that you know all about Joe, here he is last night in Baltimore.
Chun, 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 chun. All right, it's 9:05, Don and Mike, and we're right around the corner from the Mariner, and Solomon is taking care of us, and Stone should go on in about 15 minutes, so we are...
Happy!
All right.
Part one.
Cut number two. Uh-huh. Track number two is Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're doing the show. And we're on 66, and we've already hit traffic.
So he's going back.
We're in the car, and I just wanted you to hear the...
Yeah, hold on a second.
So this is not chronological. Of course.
We better get
a clarification on this.
Because the first cut...
Hello?
Did you think and, like, put these in what you thought was the best order?
Well, the Jun Jun is just, you know, that's not chronological.
But does it start chronologically at this point?
Yeah, it's a quarter to four or something.
What, Joe?
So, I don't know. So from now on, it'll be chronological.
Very good.
Okay,
that was a tease. That first cut was a tease.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay. So the Junch is a, what? It's a teaser?
It was a throwaway that I found in there.
It's free opening.
The theme.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
An appetizer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
He is not energetic today.
Joe.
He's tired.
No, he's not. Okay. So here is the first cut in chronological order. He's not in Baltimore yet.
Right.
He's just left D.C. inside the town car.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're doing the show. And we're on 66, and we've already hit traffic. But we're in the car, and I just wanted you to hear this. First beer. What time is it? First beer. What time is it? 3:49 p.m. It's almost like a Saturday. So Saturdays start even earlier. Already you're out. We'll check with you in a little while. We're stuck in traffic on 66. Good day.
Okay, now here we go. The next installment is called My Second Beer.
Uh-huh.
By Joe.
I'm on my second beer. Stop
it. All right.
That's worth another listen. That is. certainly worth the second.
That new car smell.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
2 second burp.
Wow. I'm very pleased. Very pleased so far. Anybody up for a third? Yeah, I could go for it again.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Fabulous.
That's really worth putting on tape.
Well done.
Well done. Here's the fourth installment called Meet Doug and Family.
Oh, good. Our winner.
Joe Hardinger. Yes, with the listener from Baltimore from Live 105 HFS.
I'm getting out of the limousine. I'm going to get our dude. I'll be right back.
The levels are good.
Joe?
Oh, he's actually getting out of the car here.
Hi, is Doug here?
Doug's here. Have a can of beer.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm Julie.
Hi. Are you
Doug's? I'm Doug's wife.
Oh, how are you doing? Hey, Doug, you ready to party?
Oh, he's ready to party because he's going on no sleep from last night.
That was rehearsal last night.
Oh, all right.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Nice laugh.
Fetching, really. Sound like a large laugh.
I don't think so.
A contagious laugh.
Skinny, but I think.
No, living large is what I meant.
Oh. Crazy laugh, though.
Crazy laugh.
Is Doug here?
Here, let me hear that again.
Doug's here. Have a can of beer.
How are you?
So these are the winners.
Hi.
These are people that won the contest on our show before Christmas.
Doug, you ready to party?
Oh, he's ready to party because he's going on no sleep from last night.
That was rehearsal.
That's a very interesting one.
Pretty.
No sleep from last night.
That was rehearsal last night.
Oh, all right.
This is Jerry. This is Robbie. That's the legendary Joe Arringer.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Joe,
well, let's get on the road.
All right. Have a great time.
Bye, Dad.
Bye. Call you later.
Bye, Dad.
Children never saw their father again.
Nonsense.
Sending him off with a strange man. With Otto. Getting in a limo with Otto.
So now they're going to be in the car. Here's Joe and our listener, Doug, getting to know each other on the way to the Stone Show.
All right, Don and Mike, I just picked up our guy. This is Doug.
Hi, guys. Thanks a lot.
And Doug, what's your last name?
Carringer.
Carringer, and I'm Ardinger.
Ardinger.
Sounds like trouble to me. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I am most definitely ready to go.
What's your favorite Stone song?
Sway.
Sway, good choice. Good choice off of the Sticky Fingers album. Now it's a Sticky Fingers CD. Doug here is already two beers behind me, Don and Mike, so we're going to have to get him up to speed. We've got the limo driver driving us up to the nearest convenience mart where we will turn in Mike O'Mara's $20 bill for some libations of our choice and ice, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike.
And Doug here is going to get us to Baltimore through the back roads, so that should be fun. You guys are in commercial break right now. It's, what time is it? Oh, about 4:25. And we'll get back with you. We're expecting your call. So call now.
He is just starting to get buzzed. You can tell.
He's at the false confidence phase.
Yes,
there.
He is.
Really a lot of energy, straightforward, can do no wrong.
That is going to change.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The next episode, the next track is At the Bar. At the Bar. Joe and Doug at the Bar.
Don and Mike, it's me and
Doug.
And we see a guy with a bald head and a Rolling Stone shirt. We're at a Shula's in Baltimore at the Wyndham.
Pretty decent joint they pick.
Hold on.
He picks like an upscale steakhouse.
He went to Don Shula's steakhouse.
That's a very interesting choice.
He's dressed like Butthead, and he's going to Don Shula's.
Shula.
You know why? Did somebody here comp him for a meal?
Did they get a free steak dinner?
Must have.
That'd be great.
Well, why else would he go there? I mean,
he knows good food.
Hello.
Hey.
How'd you pick Shula's?
How'd you get that?
It was the close. I mean, we pulled into Baltimore and we had to go to the bathroom after the ride.
Oh.
And so we were like, pull over here, and it was the Wyndham, and it had a Shula's, and it was really a laid back, you know, scene because we weren't in the room, we were in the bar, which was next to it. So it was just pretty.
You mean the dining room?
Yeah, we weren't in the dining room. We were in the bar next.
Oh, so you were just in the bar at Shula Station.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally around the corner from the Mariner Arena, so.
Okay, I got
That's how we wound up there, and it was loaded with Stones people. I mean, everybody had their shirts. Everybody was dressed like me.
Oh, really? So you found like-minded people.
We were definitely in our element.
And how are the bathrooms? How are the urinals?
Clean.
Clean.
I would expect nothing less from Don Shula.
Clean.
Did you get the little urinal cakes that have his face right in the middle of them?
Yeah, I melted his nose off.
It's in the shape of a football.
I cut a hole through the middle of it.
A yellow hole.
Joe.
I need a nap.
Put John on for a second, please.
Okay. Hello?
Really, how bad is he? I mean, how much of this is he putting on, and how much of this is him really just dragging ass?
I'd say this is the real thing. I don't think he's putting it on.
Is it
moving a little slow today.
Is it like working next door to a Budweiser Airwick solid?
Throw in a little spaghetti, and you've got it down.
No! Right. Thank you, John.
Welcome.
All right, let's get back to the episode. Joe at the bar.
So we're going to go get him right now. Let's go, Doug.
The joint's jumping.
Here we go.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Joe Arnger from CBS Radio. Can I interview for Tape for Broadcast?
Sure, why not?
Hi, why are you in town?
I'm new in town.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Are you going to the Stone Show?
Going to the Stone Show tonight. Looking forward to it.
Where's your seat?
It sounds like the tape's running like 10% faster than it should be.
Hi, how you going?
And what's up with Joe's lazy tongue?
He's had a few beers. It's the beer tongue.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't write any gag questions for
right.
him.
Right. So he's on his own.
Joe's just ad-libbing here.
Danger.
He's free-balling. Here we go.
Go upstairs, second level. What'd you pay for him?
Are you for real? You ain't for real.
Go. Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, man? It's got to be Joe from Don and Mike, man. It's got to be.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Stuart.
Stuart, how are you? You going to the show?
Yeah, baby.
Why do you have ice water in your hand?
It's not for me.
Oh.
Okay.
Why do you have ice water
in your veins?
Come on, by the way.
Yeah, we need to get him a job, man.
Are you drinking tequila?
No tequila for me.
Word, huh?
I'll have a shot of Miller Lite, like six Lite, 16 ounces of it. Can you hook up my
man's having a baby tonight?
Is there any way we can slow the tape down so it sounds more like Joe? I mean, I know it's done on a digital thing. He did it directly onto a disc.
Right. Is that the way he really sounded?
I can't imagine. I mean...
Hi, how are you?
I think because it was recorded on battery-powered and probably plugged in when it was played back, I mean, that shouldn't affect a disc, but it does sound faster.
Do we have the original tape thing? Can we hook the tape thing up to the thing and... get the sound of the thing?
You mean the digital audio tape recorder?
Didn't we send him out with it? We sent him out with... You bulk erased... Hi, Joe. You bulk erased a Robert Goulet cassette tape.
That's all we have.
Well, that's right. It's a cassette. Now I understand why it's faster.
Honestly, I think that might be my real voice because it was so loud in there I couldn't even hear my voice. So I'm definitely shouting into the mic. And the other people sound normal. And that tape deck actually... has a capacitor or something in it that keeps the battery power constant, so...
It shouldn't be a speed.
It is what it is.
You know, he's remarkably lucid today.
Yeah.
Well, Joe. At moments he is.
True.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Okay.
Capacitor.
So maybe he's just, like, excited.
He's having a baby, but he's going to the sun. I want to talk to him. Hey, my friend, what's your name?
You sound like Gallagher.
He's
trying to maintain a very low profile.
Yeah, he gave me a hand signal. Is that kind of some street cred? Well, let's all drink to the guy who's having a baby but still going to the wrong only sound show.
Great for having a baby, though.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Come here, I want you to meet my friend, Doug. This is Doug. He won the contest to go to the show.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? All right, man, I've been lucky. You don't have to talk to him.
This is why I hate going to concerts. Right here, what you're hearing right now.
The chaos, the yelling.
Yeah, I mean, what the conversations that these people are having, uh-huh. notwithstanding.
Not exactly peaceful.
I mean, it's just everybody's screaming. The whole place smells like like
Joe today.
Like a Turkish prison.
Right. And there's only one way to really enjoy it, and that's just get obliterated.
Right. And then you end up sounding like this.
How many drinks have you had?
More than 6 and less than 12.
That's not enough.
Can we buy him a 16-ounce shot of Budweiser?
We sure can.
All right.
God.
Did you stop it, or was that the natural end?
End of cut. That was the natural end.
Oh, very good. Thank God.
The next one's a short little vignette. Good times. Short vignette called... The Madness.
The Madness. This is the one I'm looking forward to.
Me too. Okay.
Hi, Dynamite. We're in the Madness, and I know you like me to talk about the Madness, and we're in the Madness. I don't know what else to say, but we're in the Madness. And it's really cool because we're in the Madness, and we're waiting for, like, free drinks, and now we're drinking for free. Boy, that'd be crazy. And I love Baltimore because everybody's crazy in Baltimore. The CBS flag will get you a long way.
Somewhere between him meeting those people and now, a lot has been consumed.
He slammed.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
When he starts doing that 8-year-old crap with the madness and the madness.
And when he talks about the CBS flag, when we send him out to interview people or tape stuff, we got this thing that says CBS News with the CBS logo. Mm-hmm. That's what he's talking about. Hi, Johnny.
On that last one, he sounded like a Valley Girl.
Like, totally.
All right, next is...
Madness.
Oh, you know what? I almost think we should break because I don't want to... I got a feeling I've not heard this, but I think my favorite's coming up. Joe's English accent interview.
Yes. Oh, boy, we know how we love that.
Yeah. That's a...
Such super, talent.
How long is that? That's 1 minute and 5 seconds long.
The madness.
Let me just hear, 5 seconds of it.
All right.
Just a taste.
Hi, I'm Joe from CBS Radio, tape for broadcast. Can I ask you a few questions?
Okay.
What is your name and where are you from? Do you like my English accent?
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now we're cooking.
Oh, God.
Stay right there. We'll be back with more of this retarded show. I swear to God, this is a retarded show. I don't know why any of you are listening to this today. I don't know why. Well, I know. We're here because we have contracts.
Yeah, well, we're retarded because we're kind of enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Joe. Hey, I'm Joe.
You like to have my...
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
Joe. A lot of people expect that maybe Joe. Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast!
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, company.
Get out of here, Chris. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't make us hurt you.
Broadcasting Butterball Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. More Stones here for Joe's trip last night to Baltimore to see the Stones. In the next hour, we'll be talking to John Madden.
All right.
Live from the Super Bowl XL.
He's doing the game, right?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him. Now, I don't know if we will if we'll be able to bring this up with him, but about Al Michaels maybe leaving
mm-hmm.
the Monday Night Football to go work with John Madden.
Right.
And, Kornheiser going to Monday Night Football on ESPN.
Now, where is Madden going next year? Where
Madden's
is he
going
supposed to go?
He's going to NBC.
NBC to do Sunday night games?
Sunday Night Football.
Okay, very good.
Back to Joe. Here we go. The Madness, we heard that. Okay, English accent interview.
One which he does very well.
Although, once again, Mike, on a request-o-matic lines, the high schools have been phoning in. And Neil Armstrong High called today, and they have the most school spirit, and it really was coming down to the wire between the George Bush duty tape and the tape of Joe burping.
Yes. Is the Joe burping tape edging it out?
We have a winner in your high school Battle of the Bands here on the Don and Mike Show, the teen's favorite.
Yeah.
Here now is your most requested.
Your fave.
Your fave tape. Of the day.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it now.
Now, will it stay as champion?
Who knows?
Or will the George Bush tape come back? Remember, your high school could win a free concert with Hanson.
Mbop.
You just text message Joe or Bush.
It's quite a burp after only one beer. Pretty amazing.
Do it. Text it, just like on American Idol. Hey, incidentally, first name Will, last name Power. Hello.
You did it again.
Didn't watch it again last
night. Didn't watch what?
American Idol.
Oh, that was on last night?
You didn't watch it, Mike?
Yeah, I did. I did watch it. Yeah, I watched it. I believe that Rob is once again more enthusiastic than I am.
Huh?
No.
Because you were reminding me of some of the...
You loved it!
Hold on. So we got to get back to the Joe things, and we've got to be on kind of a schedule for Madden.
Okay.
So, are you all the way in on American Idol? Are you halfway in, halfway out, or are you all the way out now?
I am still in. I am still all the way in, but I am not enthusiastically in.
Look there, and you know what you see?
What?
A man who loves American Idol.
I just, once again, I am tiring of... they're going to Hollywood next week, and none too soon. I have tired of the jesters.
What about the guy that's really cocky? He's going to make you love it.
Yeah, they edited so you want to hate that guy.
The guy that looks like Randy? Can't sing.
That didn't do it for me.
My self-esteem has gone up over the last 4 weeks since I have not been watching American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And we come in and I mentioned that I haven't watched it. I felt good about myself.
Sure. I don't know if it's your incredible Svengali-like influence over me that is making me not enjoy it as much, or whether it's the show itself. But I like to think that occasionally I have my own mind on these things,
but
and I like to think I'm not enjoying the show because the show is not as enjoyable.
I am a visionary.
You and your food are going on an adventure.
What about the girl that got on just because she had huge jugs?
Well, she was easy on the eye.
Yeah, there were so many exciting things.
What I'm tired of are the people with funny hats and the people, the silly people that are coming. The people that now, it's become abundantly clear to me, the people that are on that show, not because they think they have a chance, but because they just want to get on television.
You crave talent.
That's I want more talent. Yeah. And 2 weeks in a row now, they haven't shown me enough people that can really sing. If they did, like one bad, one good, I might actually feel better about it.
I didn't watch it, and I feel great.
Sure.
I didn't watch it, and I feel great.
I really think if I was saying...
You know what I sound like? I sound like one of those Hollywood guys that you've seen that's gone into rehab. I sound like Robert Downey Jr. saying, you know what? Really, I know that I took heroin all those years, but really this time, I really feel good. I feel I can walk down Sunset Boulevard and not shoot up with H.
I will say one thing positive about American Idol.
I feel like Leif Garrett, who I saw on Good Morning America.
Bald Leif Garrett. Let me just say this. Next week, the promos for next week, it looks like there could be more entertainment value next week because they do show a lot of the behind the scenes, and I do, on any level, I love the cat fighting. I love the cat fighting. Whether it's there for the cameras or not, I like it when they go at each other.
That's where you lose me because I believe it's all made up, but we'll see what's happening.
Yeah. And you know what? A crucial week next week for me.
All right.
Well, but I still think the odds are favoring that I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
All right. You know, that's fine. I will take your slings and arrows.
Homo.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
And I will just bide my time until the next Little House on the Prairie discussion.
Hey, I don't watch Little House on the Prairie every day.
Hey.
Okay.
Not every day.
Hey,
well, then, hey.
And hey, based on famous books, educational books, as I recall.
Well, Little House on the Prairie, based on books?
Yeah.
Based on books. It is based on books.
Based on real books.
Yeah. You cannot call me a homo due to the fact that it is based on books.
I like Bush, though, didn't I?
Brother, what can I do to help you?
It's based on books.
Based on books.
Good books.
Hard.
Classics. Based on books.
Based on books.
That was stupid. but we covered that earlier. Mm-hmm. I am stupid.
Well, you're not as stupid as this guy.
That's arguable.
Joe. All right, here's Joe. Joe's English accent interview. Joe at the Stones concert last night in Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Joe Arnger from CBS Radio, tape for broadcast. Can I ask?
I'm sorry, that was the wrong one. We want the English accent. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Joe from CBS Radio, tape for broadcast. Can I ask you a few questions?
Okay.
What is your name and where are you from?
Cheryl from Baltimore.
Do you like my English accent?
No.
Are you here to see the Rolling Stones?
Yes.
Who's your favorite Stone?
Mick Jagger.
And why?
His accent.
He sings good. All right. And are you upset about the untimely death of James Garner?
He died?
No. Just over the
summer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's over the summer, close to Christmas.
It's so loud, and the tape is playing so fast. The chick sounds like the girl on Will and Grace. That's got the voice on helium.
Right.
I'm positive there's something wrong with that machine. I don't care what Joe says.
I like Joe repeating the answers. The
voice is too loud.
Keep in mind, Joe mastered that tape this morning, so he was obviously in good shape to do it.
Hi, I'm Joe Arnger from CBS Radio, tape for broadcast. Can I ask you a few questions?
Of course, go ahead.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Annie. I'm from Baltimore. I'm from downtown.
From downtown?
And this is Danielle. Hi, I'm Danielle.
Yeah.
I'm here.
God.
How do you feel about the untimely death of James Garner?
No, Joe.
Well, I'm just going to go out tonight and enjoy what I can enjoy.
Are you here to see the Rolling Stones?
You know it.
Who is your favorite Rolling Stone?
Keith Richards.
And why?
He's really asking his own questions, right? He's got, like, his own little script.
Girls are hot. Is that wrong?
What's your name?
Who's that, Doug? The winner?
And
where are you from?
Jim Belanding. Florida.
Do these girls do pornography for you on the internet?
Well, actually, we followed them here.
Yeah, he's a little bit.
Frank Hester said, don't follow him, don't bomb it. I said, yes, but we should follow him.
Thank you for all their trouble.
Okay, well, anyway, what's your name and where are you from?
Listen, that's giving me an ice cream headache. I can't stand listening to that.
I'm going
to
make a bold statement here.
Yes.
I'm just going to say this. I think it is reasonably certain that in this group, a cure for cancer will not be found.
All right, now here is episode number 10. Lost in Baltimore. Maybe this is after the show.
Hi, Don and Mike. We are lost in Baltimore after the Rolling Stones show. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We have achieved critical mass.
Now we are to the money shot. This is why you buy the pornography tapes.
That's sure. Right.
This is why you do the things you do to get to that moment of nirvana.
Yeah, we fast forward up to the crucial moment.
Joe is Bolotto.
Hi, Don and Mike. We are lost in Baltimore after the Rolling Stones show. I'm sorry it took some time to catch up with you guys. We are so lost, and we just went through a tunnel, and I think we're on the way to Jersey, and we can't turn back until you're to Jersey, because you know how the unions are. They're very just not happy with people turning back.
Keep the betting.
Hold on. Here's Doug. He'll explain it to you.
Here's our winner.
Gentlemen, quite a show. He's loaded, too. Almost as good as your show. And Joe is the hostess
with the Mostis. And I'm looking forward to visiting the Jersey Shore. We're going to Atlantic City. Mike, man, we're going to have a fight. Mike, can you comp us? Comp us down here. Which comp down we go?
Where is Suzanne Vargas? Because always see our Jersey like cement barriers, and I don't know if either one of us is going to see our wife for at least the next 48 hours. But we'll check back with you. And, but Solomon's down. It's cool. It's all good. We love you, buddy.
Hello. All right, now we're coming towards the end of the show. Here's the next and the last cut. This one's just called Uh-Oh. UH-OH.
This could be big.
Uh-Oh.
Hi, Don and Mike. We're hammered after the Star Show. We are lost on the Baltimore Beltway. We've gone, like, through totally, like, well, now we're going through a second toll plaza. And, you know, when you're going through a toll plaza, you're on your way to New Jersey.
Southbound.
Except for we're southbound, so we're not going to New Jersey. We're going to Virginia. And, uh-oh. Listen to this. My phone is ringing. Hold on, I have to answer that.
Maybe it's his wife.
Probably.
Think it's his wife?
I think so.
Hi, baby. Hello? Hello?
By the way, Mike, see, I didn't hack him up and put him in the trunk, did I? Told you I would.
Not yet.
Up and
that guy sounds a little bummed, too.
And here's the final cut, which is Lost in Baltimore Hip Hop.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Don and Mike. We are lost in Baltimore after the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
he's a mix.
He did this to music, okay.
Catch up with you guys. We are so lost, and we just went through a tunnel, and I think we're on our way to Jersey, and we can't turn back until you're in Jersey, because you know how the unions are. They're very...
I can do without the remix.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't that the same cut as two times ago?
On he just played it to music.
Right.
All right. So we got some good takes out of that.
We sure did.
Hold on. This is an instant classic.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it now.
See?
I would say also cut number 11, which was the beginning of the Loss in Baltimore. That was great.
Mike, we're hammered after the Star Show. We are lost on the Baltimore Beltway. We've gone, like, through totally, like, well, now we're going through a second toll plaza.
Click.
And you know when you're going...
That's a good one.
Right. Hey, he's coming in.
Hey, look who's here.
This is coming in for his props.
This is a good one.
Hi, Don and Mike. We are lost in Baltimore after the Rolling Stones show. I'm sorry it took some time to catch up with you guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on here. A lot of bad stuff, but a lot of good stuff. Here he is now, Joe Ardinger.
Good job.
Bravo, Joe.
Author.
Thanks. It was my pleasure. And shout out to Solomon, our driver.
Joe.
You call that limo service, ask for Solomon. He's a great driver.
Give that the best.
Oh, yeah, the official limo of the Dynamite Show is Northern Virginia Town Car and Limousine Service, online at www.novalimos.net, or call them 703-739-9770. And like I said, get Solomon. He's the best.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I've turned the corner.
You seem like you're feeling better.
I've turned that corner, I guess, around 4:30.
So, uh-oh, the segment, uh-oh, that would be when your wife called.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, my reaction when the phone went off. Uh-oh.
And so she checked in with you?
Yeah. We checked in with each other.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you for giving us a laughing place today.
Yeah. Yes.
One of your best appearances ever, I think.
Uh-huh. Joe, it's customary for you to do, like, a sign-off at the end of your tape, and yet there was no sign-off. What say you?
The brain kind of forgot that part, huh?
There's a lot of buttons on that tape deck, and I just couldn't find them anymore.
Uh-huh. What the hell? This is the one that will stand the test of time.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Good job, Otto.
There you go. You love him on The Simpsons.
Yes.
Driving Bart Simpson to school.
All right.
We're in New Jersey. Where are we?
Thanks, Joe. And thanks, Stones. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, my job.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Some folk will never eat a dirt, but then again, some folk will like clean up the slack, y'all, yoko.
Hey, what's going on this side? Hey, Brandine, you might could wear these to your job interview.
And scuff up the topless dancing runway? Nah, you best bring them back wherefrom you got them.
Okay. Back you go. To wait for a woman of less discriminating taste. You know what? I could call my ma while I'm up here. Hey, ma! Get off the dang roof!
The Don and Mike Show. They crapped their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
I perform with this band. Once at a craft fair.
When did you front this band? When were you the front man?
At the Red Cross Alexandria River Fest Festival.
And you did a fine job.
Yeah. That's when I sang lead on Midnight Confessions. I also,
and you did some of your own choreography.
I jammed with them and danced with them at the Arts and Crafts Show in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Which would you consider bigger? The Red Cross Waterfront Festival or the...
Let me think about that. Mike, I think anyone who's performed with a major rock band,
mm-hmm.
and the Grassroots sold like 10 million records.
Oh, exactly.
I'm trying to think of the venues. I believe at the craft fair there was like 400 people.
Okay.
And I think at the thing in Alexandria there might have been like 500 people.
Okay.
So probably it would be the second one. The,
all right.
The bigger crowd.
And it was down by the river.
In a van.
Down by the river.
Down by the river. John Madden will be on the show here in a couple of seconds.
Cool.
Okay, a million things. Oh, this has nothing to do with John Madden, but about the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
This, I don't know if you're going to have this on the news or not today, Buzz. It seems like it's right up your alley, mm-hmm. but I bet you got a bunch of stuff about how you hate Bush, so I'll go with
maybe.
This. It's about the fight against terror. This weekend at the Super Bowl,
uh-huh.
the Department of Homeland Security will be there. Good. That's the good news.
Good.
Here's what I consider to be the not-so-good news. And this came right from some government, some HomelandSecurity.gov site. The reason Homeland Security is there at the Super Bowl in Detroit, twofold.
Uh-huh.
First, to make sure everybody's safe.
Right.
Second, they're cracking down on people who are selling counterfeit NFL merchandise. Last year... The Department of Homeland Security, I'm reading you a real fact from their website.
Uh-huh.
Last year, the Department of Homeland Security, I'll say that again.
Right, right.
The Department of Homeland Security
right.
caught more than 21,000 contraband NFL T-shirts and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I'm using the word on purpose.
Right.
And whatnot. They say that last year at the Super Bowl, they got about $5 million worth of stuff from people standing on the street selling T-shirts that were not officially licensed by the NFL.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yes. So that is...
So you're telling me the people that I understand, as most Americans understand, that are responsible for, like, finding bad guys that are going to blow things up?
They're going to be there making sure that the shirts that they buy have got those little stickers... those little holographic stickers that say, it's, you know, sanctioned by the NFL.
You would think that they would leave that to other people, like the NFL police.
Yeah. I know you would. Let me see.
Jesus.
Earlier this week, we mentioned the chick from Full House, Jody Sweetin, who was a crystal meth.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, she's not new into crystal meth. This is like a story that's a year old. She's not
bad looking now either.
No, and we had a picture of her up on the website. I think we have the same picture running again today.
Right.
Because I did a little follow-up on that and found out Leif Garrett, who's always in trouble, was on TV with his mom.
And I think who looks great. I just wanted to say, he still looks great.
Danny Bonaducci was on TV with his mom. And they had this chick on TV with her mom. And they were talking about the intervention because she was on crystal meth. Now, who did she play on Full House? The middle daughter. So, this is long after the show Full House has gone off the air.
Mm-hmm.
She had an intervention about her crystal meth
right.
with Bob Saget.
Oh,
Dave Coulier.
Oh, wow.
They can help.
The Olsen twins.
So it was a funny intervention.
and Blackie Parrish.
They were all there?
Yes.
I mean, now they came back for the intervention?
Yes, one
it's like
year
an
ago.
Intervention, you know, reunion special.
Like a reunion show. Correct.
No so, cameras there, though, right?
Anyway, her picture is up on our website today.
I would think if Saget was involved, there might have been some cameras.
Also on our website, now Buzz, turn that around.
Okay, all right.
I don't want Mike to see that yet.
All right.
Yeah, I want you to wait, hold off on that.
You got it.
Okay. There's a disturbing photo, more than one disturbing photo on our website today.
Oh, yes.
When do I get to see it? Well, it is okay. Boy George, as you know, was busted for coke.
Right.
And we have a recent shot of him, and Rob thought that he looked a lot like some guy that I've never seen in Return of the Jedi. Rob, who is the guy?
That's when they take the mask off Vader.
Okay.
Remember, he wants to see Luke, but if he takes his mask off, he'll die.
Oh, all right.
I don't remember.
I didn't go to any of them Star Wars movies.
Don, you should have seen it in the theater several times.
I don't know. Anyway, well, here, Mike, there's the actual picture for you. I mean, it's on our computer. Rob has got the two of them together.
It looks well, doesn't it?
I was like, that's what Rob searched out this morning on the internet. Said, you see the picture of Boy George?
Yeah.
There
are similarities there.
There's a segment of our listenership that is really enjoying it.
You know, when he takes the makeup off, he got the anus eyes.
Now,
that's what he's got.
Also on our website, the latest thing on eBay is faggot cowboy paintings. This is the Brokeback Mountain craze.
Yeah, is this like the gay porn cartoons?
That's right. If you go to eBay and you search on Brokeback Mountain or cowboy paintings, you will find something like this. Check that out, Mike. You see that?
God.
That's on eBay right now.
Oh, dear.
It's a cowboy. Yeah, there you go. You can turn around now, Buzz. Right. Mike, see it on the screen. It's a cowboy, and... I tell you what, he must be into hogs, because he's got a big hog right by.
It also it also looks like it could be either before or after.
It's
certainly not during.
Not during. That's correct.
At the risk of sounding like even more than Captain Faggot than I am.
Yes.
I'd say based on the direction, which is south, it was after.
Yeah, it looks like probably after.
But recently after.
Yes.
Too much.
Or,
too much information.
Or how about in between? And I don't mean in between. I mean...
I know, you mean...
Maybe after, but getting ready for, again...
In between holes of golf.
Well, sure.
In between holes. That's what you mean. Anyway, all of these pictures
very,
are...
Very, very interesting. It's really not a cartoon. It's not a painting. It's somewhere in between.
It's something... Now
I said in between again.
Here's the thing about eBay. As you mentioned yesterday, they won't let Terry Schiavo's mask and tube be put on there.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. And there are some who will say, you know what, there's nothing wrong with gay paintings. But if you go to our website, dynamitewebsite.com, go to today's show and click on and look at this painting. Or go to eBay and look at some of these paintings yourself.
And bid with confidence.
Mm-hmm. It's not that they're disgusting. It's that... They're almost elementary in the way that they look.
It's not even sophisticated animation.
No.
It really looks like somebody knocked these out in a very short period of time.
Let me just say, it's not even up to the animation level of, let's say, Justice League of America cartoons from the 70s, you know, which is really when your TV cartoon making went down the crapper.
That's true.
In the 70s.
That's true.
That's where it all went south.
Absolutely true.
Buzz, you can take that off the computer now.
All right.
I just keep seeing the guy's hog.
It's a little disturbing.
He's standing there with a hog.
Mike. He's a pig farmer.
I remember things you say.
Yeah.
One of the things that you said was that Dwayne Johnson was going to be a major motion picture star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've pretty much latched on to that one when I said it. Yeah.
Now.
And I appreciate you, holding on to my brilliant prognostications.
I am here now, hello, with a piece of humble pie. Because
really?
I have news for you about Dwayne Johnson.
I can barely wait.
He has decided that his next project will be a remake. Now, I know you're saying there's too many remakes already, but
yes, I want Hollywood to have an original idea.
What could The Rock give me? He's remaking a Clint Eastwood movie.
Ah,
okay.
Now, think about him as Dirty Harry for a second. Can you picture him in that role?
I bet you I know the one he's remaking.
The one with the monkey.
Every Which Way But Loose.
That's right.
Of course. That's right. You wouldn't have spotlighted it if it was any other movie. Every Which Way But Loose.
And no word, you know, now for my money, he could have played Clyde. Clyde, incidentally, was the monkey.
Clyde's the orangutan?
Clyde is the monkey's name. But
Dwayne Johnson, it's not over yet for him.
That's your.
I got to stay with that one. I got to stick with that one.
That's for you, Mike. I've got that one for you because I know you love. Oh, you know, we don't have time today to call Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
Just to scream at them. You know, I'm madder this year than I ever have been at this.
Right.
Because it's fat men in top hats pulling a rat out of some type of box.
That's entertainment.
And for all I can tell, giving the rat a prostate exam and then deciding, you know, they come out with a proclamation. Now, it's not like they really get this animal out, which is ridiculous to believe. You know, if he sees this shadow, we get more wind or whatever it is.
I always thought, really, when I first heard about the legend, that they sat out there and waited.
Right.
They waited for it. But no, they pull it out.
They grab the rodent by his neck, by the scruff of his neck, and then they it's a suppository or something that
they do this fake thing where he whispers in the guy's ear.
Right.
Yeah, and then they pull out this ye old proclamation, you know, and the guy rolls it up and he says, on this date it is hereby noticed 6 more weeks of a very mild winter. Now let's all go number 2 together.
I like the accent you've given them. Do they like base it on the weather in any way, or is it just a roadmap they have? I'd like to find out how they really decide. What it's going to be.
And
is it 3 weeks or 6 weeks?
Six.
And it's whether or not they see his shadow.
It's 6 more weeks of winter, or it's what?
Either he sees his shadow.
Or giant cracks form in the Earth's surface.
No, what is it?
Dinosaurs come back.
But what is it? Is it
if he sees his shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, if we don't see his shadow, then an early spring.
An early spring.
Right.
Yeah.
So 3 more weeks of winter, maybe. Or
maybe.
2 more weeks.
Two.
Well, I think they need to be
4.
More specific.
Like they know, I feel bad for the animal. You know,
mm-hmm.
Some fat guy up there, and he's holding the animal, and I can only see 9 fingers.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Ryan Doyle Murray.
Right.
Up at Gobbler's Knob.
All right. And then we got a break for John Madden. Oh, but we also got something here from Joke Book Incorporated, a DJ joke service.
Oh, those are always good.
And they sent in, if you want to do a parody on Brokeback Mountain, they send us like as a come on to get us to buy their joke service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Timely.
All of the different names that you could have for your parody of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Gay in the Hay, The Rump Rustlers. Here's one that's not bad. Oklahoma. Then you have When Lariat Harry. Get it? Like a lariat?
All right. Okay. Like, right.
Hung Like a Horseman. Pet My Pony. Terror in Box Canyon. Golden Bullets, Brown Bullseyes. Pink Stetsons at Sunrise.
What are they saying?
Now, here's the only funny one, and I can't even read that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a word that rhymes with gun and means something that men make. Have, will travel.
Will travel.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, yeah, would be a good title for a porno.
Yeah. Doesn't rhyme exactly with gun.
Oh, and no. Come Monday, it'll be all right.
That's true.
Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 4 lonely days.
In a brown L.A. haze, and I just can't
want you back by my side.
Right.
Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett.
It's a wonderful, wonderful
anyway, this
song.
This list sucks. It sucks so bad. I'm going to save it and read it to you tomorrow.
Very Yay. Good.
We'll be back with the great John Madden live from Detroit right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. You are in denial.
Okay.
Beautiful minds. Don and Mike.
All right, now we're on our best behavior. Because it's like Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's somebody we always get excited about having on the show.
And the time is limited today, so we want to get right to him from the Madden Cruiser in Detroit.
He's got
to
be a busy man this week.
This is the great John Madden. John Madden.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John Madden now.
Yeah. John, thanks for coming on the show. We know you're busy this week.
Yeah, you know, it's always a big week.
John, first off, both of these guys. Now, we've only got him how long?
35.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah?
Okay. Which quarterback do you... I hope you don't mind us getting right to this. Which do you like best in the game? Which quarterback? Hasselbeck or Roethlisberger?
Yeah, they're two great quarterbacks, and they're two guys that are in that mold, you know, of a guy who's a linebacker, you know, in a quarterback kind of body there. You know, you got Ben Roethlisberger, and you got your Matt Hasselbeck, and these guys. I mean, I think that these guys can really be a big factor in this game.
But which do you like better, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, picking one guy, I think that I got to go with Roethlisberger.
Okay. Hold on. Let me hold on, Frank. Stop for a second. You know what, Mike? This is where you're just a dick. You know what?
What?
Why can't we just try to play one joke? Here's the thing. Mike mouths right away. This is Frank Kelly. And I'm like, yes. And Mike mouths to me like something along the lines of, I do impressions. Why do you keep this from me?
No, I didn't say anything of the kind.
What the hell you guys are talking about?
Hold on, Frank.
Guys, Roethlisberger, any guy who can have a name that you can eat fries alongside of it, I think that's the kind of guy.
What do you got, bud? I had written down the same question you were asking. Is this Frank Caliendo?
Everybody. Wow.
The great Frank Caliendo, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. See,
What do you want from me? Were you trying to dupe me?
Was I?
No, not you, Frank.
No, me, Mike. Now, here's the thing. I told Rob, I said, Mike will come up with it right away.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But what I was hoping was that you would just, and you did it non-verbally.
Right.
But then you gave me a look like, why you shut me out of this? Because the whole thing was we had a thing with Frank with the fake questions, and then.
I'd like to ask Al Pacino.
He was going to start talking about his hemorrhoid.
I would like to ask Al Pacino, my favorite. Who you like in the game, Al?
I like both teams. I'm going to go with the Steelers to win by 600. I don't know sports so well. That's why I did that football movie where I wore a leather jacket.
See, the plan was that we would, because we are going to have John on the show, the real John on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The thought is that we'd get Frank, we'd do a couple of these bogus, who's the best quarterback,
right,
and then Frank on his own was going to work into the hemorrhoids, and at that point it would become very apparent.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
Nothing is funnier than me saying hemorrhoids.
Clearly.
If I hadn't gotten the hemorrhoids, what would you have been like? I can't believe this guy is talking about hemorrhoids. And boom, hey, there's more hemorrhoids.
That was the gag. Now, Mike, we didn't know that you would get it.
Okay.
We didn't know when Buzz would get it, and we definitely didn't know if the listeners would get it.
Oh, okay.
Because I know you guys listen more closely maybe than the listeners do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because Frank's Madden is just so incredible.
It is. I didn't know for sure. I did not get it right away. I was really joking with my question. I didn't know for sure it was Frank.
Do you know, Frank, that...
You know, you should know that when I did Madden, I studied Frank Caliendo to do Madden. That's what I did.
But you should know, I mean, with no offense, his Madden is...
Oh, I know, absolutely.
It's the best of all time, as Bill O'Reilly would say.
Yeah, well, best of all time.
When you were on Letterman, I know we've not talked since the new year, but when you were on Letterman, I know that you had tried to call Beth Ann, who's left us for another job.
Yeah.
Working out super for her. She never told us you had called, but you should know that independent of that, I saw you on Letterman and came in the next day and said, Frank Caliendo killed, and Letterman put such incredible pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, you could look at it two ways. You could look at it as incredible pressure, or he really set the audience up for something fun. Because he talked about me the whole time. He kept saying stuff like, hey, we're going to take his pants off and put him in a cab after 6 minutes of John Madden.
Yeah, Letterman said, we don't have impressionists. We don't have guys doing voices on the show. We've never had one on the show. We have one today. This guy, Frank Caliendo, does the best Madden. Mm-hmm. And Letterman must have said this 10 times before he came out. I just want him to come out, do 6 minutes of John Madden, and then leave.
Frank, you know what got me, though, really, with this segment? Because we've had John Madden on the show so many times, and we get two kinds of Madden. He's always great on the show. Mm-hmm. We get him sometimes when he is high energy and sometimes when he's low energy. And your first line, I forgot what it was right out of the bat. John, thanks. Hi, how are you? You do it all over the map, but the low energy John Madden, where he's kind of tired, I love that one.
Yeah, well, I had to do that because if I go, hey, guys,
yeah, right,
not
right,
doing a commercial. I actually called one of the guys, I called his bus once and fooled his guy for a little bit because, you know, he used to work at Fox and everybody knows the numbers and stuff like that. And I'm like, hey, Junk. And it took him his guy's name's Chuck, and it took him a little while, and then I, you know, started going into the hemorrhoid. I've learned that one time. I did this once to somebody. I should have done it this way, is what I should have called in with the low energy and then called back 5 minutes later going, hey, guys, what's going on?
Anyway, thank you for playing along. Nobody does a better Madden than you.
Yeah, you're the best.
Going on a little more. Perhaps it was my overreaction to Mike's.
No, that's all right. I thought you guys were going to figure it out right away.
Rob and I even talked in the office before the show. I said, you know, should I tell Mike? No offense, but
the way to do that, Rob, next time, tell me and don't tell Don, because Donnie probably would have gotten it by. I swear to God, I really do believe that. If we had set that up, because first of all, we never play practical jokes on you,
right,
but
right.
That would have been the way to do it. That would have been the way to do it, because I bet you would have gone a long time with it, because that's how dead on he is with it. Absolutely.
You mean, if I didn't know?
If you didn't know, yes.
Well, that's great. The next time that the show is recreated,
right?
And
Errol O'Neill. Sure.
Then we can do it.
Right. I think that'd be fun.
No, I would have gotten it too, just like you.
Okay.
You're right. I would have hung on longer than you.
I think so. And then you might have gotten mad, though, at the end of it.
Because I love Madden so much.
I know.
You know, I'm like stupid gay for him, like Santa Claus gay.
And it's like I love Brett Favre.
What do you love about Brett Favre, John?
It's like, he is a linebacker in a quarterback's body. I mean, this guy can do anything.
Anything better than that?
Oh,
no, Christ's sake.
No.
Now listen to this, everybody. Oh, now Frank, we cannot guarantee much on this show with our limited power of listeners. But Frank will be in Sacramento at the Crest Theater on February 18th.
And he's great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we can get that show sold out.
Absolutely.
Just lickety split.
No. It's sold out now. I guarantee it.
Go to tickets.com if you're in Sacramento. And looking ahead, Frank will come in studio with us when he's in D.C. at the Improv.
And you know what? I will try and fool you then, too.
Good.
Come in full makeup and see if you can. How come John Madden shrunk so much?
Through the ninth. All right. Now, does he really have to go at 35, or was
he
that?
He does.
Oh, he does.
Is Jim Rome going to be at the show, Frank? I'm just curious about that.
Be phenomenal. Kelly only can find a couple more minutes. He's on his way somewhere, but he loves the Don and Mike show so much. Actually, he wants to whore it out even longer. Good, can't lie. He loves the show, but he loves to whore it out even more. Do not laugh over my pauses, fellas. It's not cool.
The great Frank Caliendo.
Yeah,
there you go. Right on time. Thank you. We will see you in April, and we'll plug your Sacramento gigs.
Hey, guys, one more thing for the President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Seacrest out. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Brian. Thank you, Frank.
Frank Caliendo.
Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to call you a dick.
Jesus, yeah. I was like going, you looked at me and you know, it's like when you're, like the joke didn't work on
me. No.
Yes?
Here's my thought process.
Right.
I asked Rob.
Right.
I knew you were going to know,
mm-hmm.
You know, certainly before he said hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. What I didn't want you to do was say,
I didn't know at the very, very beginning, right. I didn't. It took me just a couple of beats.
I didn't want you to say anything on the air.
Right.
And then you started, I don't know what it was, after, because you mouthed to me.
No, I mouthed exactly, it's exactly what I mouthed to you. I looked at you and I went,
that's Brian Caliendo.
And then I looked at you, because I do this to a certain extent, not like Frank does it, but I do it on the radio, and I went, like, I wouldn't know. That's what I mouthed to you.
See, where you were saying,
like, I wouldn't know,
I didn't know that's what you're saying. I thought it was just something like, well, that's my job. Or I didn't know.
No, I said, like, I wouldn't know. Well, and then the look I gave you that spurred the dick comment was when I looked at you and I went, hey. Because I did give you that kind of, hey, who are you talking to you know?
And at that point, you know, see, the thing
Sometimes when I'm working on an impression, sometimes I will listen to what I used to do, George Bush, the senior George Bush. Right. I actually listened to Dana Carvey doing George Bush. Right. I thought that was funnier than just doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I did the same thing with Frank Caliendo. But John Madden, as I don't do it anywhere near like Frank Caliendo does. I try to do it, but what I did was I listened to it over and over and over again. When he first signed on, though, with the low energy, it was exactly like when he came on with us before Thanksgiving. And I figured he's at the Super Bowl. He's run down. That was a good move on his part.
Sure. Okay. Well, anyway, sorry that I called you a dick.
That's okay.
It's only because...
It would have been great if I had like gone right down to the wire with it.
I was cool even with you. I mean, I was cool with you knowing. I knew you would know.
Right.
What threw me off was after you said, and I give you like, yeah. Then when you did the, whenever you did the, it was like, that was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Cat's out of the bag now.
Hey, future reference, next time something like this goes down, I'll pretend I don't know.
Thank you. No. I mean, pretend on the radio.
Right. Pretend on the radio.
You certainly get brownie. I mean, you know,
what I'll do is
right
I've done it before. Sometimes, occasionally, I'll just jot it down. I'll just jot it down and write the time next to it.
You know, when you went, I think, if I'm remembering things correctly, when you went, it's not like it went, oh, you bastard.
It's when I went, like, I don't know.
That's
and then you know yeah. and then you, and then you, you know you then you turn Jeff Spicoli.
Words are important.
You dick.
You know, I don't know. I really don't know how long you would go. Also, because you do have a good ear with that stuff.
I probably
don't know how long you would last.
Here's
with
the
that.
Thing. I think that you would. You obviously would be first at that. Maybe I'd be second. Buzz would be third. With no offense to any of our stupid listeners, and I mean that in the Bill Parcells way.
Right.
I think that a lot of listeners. Would not have picked up on it.
No, that's how good he is.
He got to the hemorrhoid stuff.
Right, right. Then, and that's, maybe.
That's the only reason that I called you a dick, because I had not spoken to Frank. Rob had talked to him, and Frank sent an email saying, how exactly should we handle this?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote back, you know, I told Rob, write him back, we'll ask, like, about the quarterbacks and the defense, and then at that point, tell Frank just to mention, oh, Christ, his hemorrhoids are killing him.
That's why you guys said, you know, I've got the first few questions. And I thought that was a little squirrely because we've had Madden on a million times and we've never had, like, questions that we were, you know, and you said something. I didn't even pay attention.
This was off the air.
Off the air, you said something like, we got to listen. Or Rob said, Madden's got a couple of things we have to ask him about to promote the game. So and Don says, just let me get through that and then we can ask him about the other stuff. And I was not suspicious then, right?
No.
Because really.
Sometimes it does happen.
Over the years, that is sometimes my MO. I talk about having the crap detector with the listeners, but here within our own circle,
you don't need it.
People think I don't give a rat's ass, so I don't pay attention, and they're absolutely right. So normally I hear that and I just went, yeah, okay, we're going to have a special question for John. All right, yeah, go ahead. And then when he said the, now I can't do it. It's fun. I enjoy that.
He's too good, though, isn't he?
He is very good.
And really, he killed on Letterman.
He's all right.
I saw that.
What? He's all right?
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. I think he's very talented.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's
all right.
Come on now.
Yeah, he's all right.
Come on, Tiger.
Yeah, he's okay.
He would. You know what? He would switch spots with you.
Mm-hmm. Never.
I was gonna say,
no, never.
The chance to be here with all of us working in this environment every day as opposed to
his
crappy existence being on Mad TV and Fox NFL Sunday.
I'm not insecure. Frank's all right. He makes a living. Uh-huh. Gets by.
No, mm-hmm.
He gets by.
Tell me what he really said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after he said that's Frank Galanti, he said, sucks.
Come on.
Sucks.
Do the impression right. For God's sake. I don't know. I thought it sounded really a lot like Madden, but just with a little bit of Jesse Jackson in it.
Oh, meow.
FrankCaliendo.com. Frank would like us to promote his website, so we're happy to do that. And, Sacramento, Feb 18 at the Crest Theater.
Cool.
A guy, you talk about insecure. The guy really is scared that he's not going to be able to sell out these places.
He'll be fine.
So,
what's he insecure about? I don't understand that.
Me
don't
either.
Get that at all.
Me either.
Is he sensitive?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Stupid.
Hello.
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 Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, am I?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Can you take me off the air?
Oh. Don's getting out a big gun.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. So slow.
I wanted to speak to you off the air.
Oh, and also, if I could debut something else for you, I know a lot of people find this very annoying. That sound that indicates you're on the air because people say, oh, it sounds like my email. I look at my computer all the time.
But don't people use that also to really know that they're on the air? Don't they? Isn't that kind of an indicator to them?
And, Mike, what I said to myself was, I said, you know, we need a sound that indicates you're on the air, that everybody will hear, but it's got to be a sound that's got to be just as annoying as that.
Right.
So now,
what do you got?
Let's debut the brand new sound.
Oh, goody.
Whenever we get a telephone call, that will take the place of the Microsoft Windows.
Uh-huh.
So everybody stop bitching about that.
Good.
And start bitching about this one.
That's the 20,
wow.
Is that the 24 telephone?
Yeah. That's right, Buzz. That's the CTU phone.
I love that.
So again.
I like it.
This is out. This.
That's a ringtone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like that.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hi, it's going great, thank you.
Hey, I'm a big Madden fan, big NFL fan, and Frank had me going right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the same thing as you guys. He's just tired, and he's out of it, and this is going to be a great spot.
That's because when he came into it, he did that low energy.
Right,
and
right.
My first thought, since I didn't know that we were going to have Frank on the air, was that, you know, he's been there, and we watched him at that one Super Bowl where people were just, I mean, tearing
all
at the
over
guy.
Him. Yeah.
Pounding him.
Yeah, and the real Madden's got, like, bordering on... Well, no, I do have to be careful because the real Madden is going to be phoned
right.
Bordering on Pat Summerall burn victim hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you ever get a chance to see. And we saw John Madden like just grabbing on to stuff, and you see the burn victim hands and people just like jumping at him.
They look kind of like a dried up, burned up old catcher's mitt.
Yeah. That's exactly
but in a good way.
In a very good way. It's another phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What really gave it away was the fact that Don talked back to Frank like he was talking down to him. He was like, he asked which quarterback would win.
Yeah, that's why I got it, sir. It's because of the way Don was talking to Frank. That's why I figured it out.
I don't think I talked down to him, but I've tried very hard to talk to him the same way as I would to the real John Madden.
No, your part was solid. It was solid.
Because you basically were like, well, which quarterback?
You know the thing I can't get away. This guy sounds like John Madden, and I don't think he's trying.
This
no.
guy on the phone.
Who do you like in the game, sir?
I like Brett Favre.
All right, well, pitched him a softball and he whiffed.
So much bloodshed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Edgar Styles.
Edgar Styles. Oh, the guy
Styles.
Edgar Styles. Okay.
How he answers very nice.
That's right, Chloe.
Hello, Don and Mike show. So now stop bitching about the Microsoft thing.
Right.
Start bitching about the 24 sound.
I think it's more distinctive this way.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, I got your back. Not only is he a bad mimic, but is he a successful restaurateur?
Hey, man, see? Lots of love for you out there, Mike.
Whenever I'm in Los Angeles, I eat at Caliendo's.
Match and set.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops, hold on. And I'm trying to do this thing, and there we go. Hello, you're on the air.
There's not much time. Did I come on?
What did he say?
I don't know. There's not much time. Did that come on? He wanted to know if his Jack Bauer impersonation got on the air.
Are you doing a Jack Bauer thing?
He was trying.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Oh, no. Man.
No, we didn't kill no one.
No, he's got a big bruise on his head. And I'm over here enjoying a delicious 69-cent little Frankie.
Tiny hot dog.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Jack? Jack, are you there? It's Chloe.
Okay, everybody.
They're getting
caught up in the new sound effects.
All right, like all right. The CTU ring.
Come on. Bring the old one back.
Do we need to bring it back?
Yes. Sorry. And again, I love that professional sound of these tapes. So there you go.
Can't tell you're doing anything.
You know, until you can, until you people can respect the CTU sound.
Wow,
we're gonna be back.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don,
turn your radio down,
please. Don't make us draw our weapons.
Hey, how you guys doing? I wanted to go back to Don talking about American Idol, him being a hypocrite, calling everyone else a fag when he's been a fag for the last 3 or 4 years.
A fag that I stated myself from the very first moment I started talking about.
Why are you answering him with words?
Why am I what?
Don's right. Got something for you.
Speak to him. Speak to him. My lead encased friend. Seek out his vital organs.
Wow.
You're talking to the bullets?
Uh-huh. Go, my pretties. Spin. Spin deeper and deeper to the stupid caller who doesn't know I'm a freaking hypocrite. I announce it every day on the show.
Spin out of control inside of the body, doing maximum damage to vital organs.
Dommage.
What did you say, Dommage? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Okay.
So you're a huge Packers fan. What do you think of Favre's comments?
Jesus Christ. You know, I am going to be.
Did he make some comments? Did Favre make some comments?
Brett Favre, yeah, he made some comments. Made some comments about talking like he's going to be gone and doesn't want to be the big player in the game.
No. It's just a bloody mess.
God damn it. I'm serious.
Now you're wasting bullets.
Oh,
and
wow. Oh, my God.
Man,
stop.
I'm mad. I'm sorry. Man.
Oh, Jesus. Look at he's already dead. Oh. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, he's doing a Scarface. He's doing a Scarface.
Time to
say hello
to my little friend.
Oh, that is...
Call this show with a dumb sports radio question.
Oh.
Duh. Hey, Don, what do you think of Brett Favre's comments? Duh. Duh. You know what, Brett Favre? I love it on Brett Favre when he said, cut that guy's arm off.
Oh, man.
Calls your show all the time.
Well, it'll make the cleanup easier.
Oh, man.
Am I stuck on this? Here we go.
There we go.
Through the bone.
Oh, that's nasty.
Through the bone. Eye the bone. Sweet bone in. Hello. Bone a chick.
Bone.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Give a dog a bone.
Bone.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I've got a feeling that love is in a
sky.
So you were all out after the last callers. You just threw the phone at him.
I got news for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to say who bogarted all his bullets.
I know, but, you know, there's
you know,
no ammo left.
We are out of bullets.
Oh no.
We are out of... Rob, call the bullet store.
I'm going to go to Walmart on the way home and buy a big box of bullets.
Yeah, if you don't get there, you can go to the show on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, the big gun show.
1,000 Fables.
Mm-hmm.
What time is your appearance, Mike?
I'll be there from noon till 8 p.m.
Bring the kids.
8 hours of me.
Pony rides.
Yeah.
With your kids, Pony?
Yeah. Both. Well, Catherine's doing 4 hours, Elizabeth's doing 4 hours, and we're doing the fabulous phony Russian roulette show.
They're paying you in trade.
Yeah, it's delightful.
It's paying him in product.
It's going to be great.
Great show.
All right, everybody, stand by. We'll be back with something not too gay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
La, la, la. Don and Mike.
Right. Let me see. Tomorrow on the show... Oh, I know. We've got a bunch of our pre-Super Bowl stuff. We'll have a gay Super Bowl game for you.
Good.
I mean, literally, a gay Super Bowl game.
Oh, the only kind we like.
To win cash and prizes. John Madden scheduled to be on The Real John Madden. Also,
okay. Right.
Also, James Brown. Now, don't be surprised tomorrow if it ends up like something like...
Hello there. Did I fool you there, Mike?
Oh, this doesn't sound like John Madden to me.
No, this is James Brown. Hello there, Mike.
I hope not. I mean, I like James Brown and all, but maybe Fred Travellina.
Also tomorrow, God, something else from the Super Bowl, but I don't remember because it's just it's all in the preparation for the big party, the big Super Bowl XL party.
Mm-hmm.
The Jerome Bettis story.
I don't know why, but I'm not particular. Are you into it? Are you real? Are you into it? I mean, I know the Redskins and the Packers. They're your teams. They're not in it. Or the
Ravens. I tell you, when I started getting into it was today, because now you have the guys talking about each other.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the guy from Seattle saying Jerome Bettis is going to leave a loser. Then you've got the guy from Pittsburgh saying I've tried to keep it under control and I can't. Mm-hmm. We're going to win. Then you've got the guy from Seattle saying, hey, listen, if the guy can't stand me talking about him. And then now the latest I heard was the guy from Pittsburgh, Joey Porter, who just railed against his tight end for Seattle, said, listen, first off, I've never heard of him. If he was a good player, I would have heard of him.
That's always the one that they use.
He's a first-round draft choice. It's his fourth year in the league.
Right.
The only reason this putz is even playing is because two guys got hurt. So I don't want to hear anything about him. I don't even know who this guy is on the football field. Now, it's all kind of WWE.
Sure.
I mean, it's all that wrestling or like boxers before. But, I'm getting just Assassin excited.
I probably will over the weekend. Here's a tip for anybody: if you're really having trouble getting up for the big game, you want to go to a Super Bowl party, participate, have a good time. I recommend gambling.
Yeah,
gambling the easiest way to make the game really matter to you personally, and don't just throw down like a bet that's insignificant to you financially. Go to the to the mat with it.
Have a stake.
Gamble an amount of money that will damage the rest of your year. And man, yeah, you want to talk about interested?
Mike O'Meara.
You won't give a rat's ass about those Super Bowl commercials. You won't care one little bit. Gamble so much it hurts.
Tomorrow, Super Bowl up the wazoo.
Good.
Tomorrow, we'll get it out of our system tomorrow. Now, speaking of wazoos, yesterday was Wednesday, and it was Craig Wilson Day in USA Today.
Right.
It's a good one. It's worth saving for a day.
Okay.
I'll tell you right up front that whoever gets the last paragraph
nice
is
winner.
The big fat winner.
We never know how that's going to work.
I also know that I'm okay reading this. Part of this is about junk mail and how Craig Wilson deals with it and how he writes back the person is deceased.
Okay.
So understand that you know how I feel about Frida. I'm just reading this for the sake of this presentation
right,
on the radio.
Right.
Now that my conscience is totally clear.
Excellent.
Sorry, there's a bunch of good spots in this one. From the USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
A sweep of the pen stops junk mail dead.
Now that the holidays are over, and the Christmas cards have been thrown out, along with the daughter got into Stanford letters, our mailbox has returned to normal. It's filled with junk mail.
Craig, you don't have a daughter, do you? I'm sorry. The late afternoon litany recited daily while I stand at the kitchen counter in front of the trash can never changes. Junk, 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 bill, junk. Some days there are two bills, but the junk is constant.
Now and then a postcard from a friend who's having a wonderful time in some exotic locale will be in the mix. But I find those as irritating as the confidential and personal letters I get from credit card companies. I do not have a confident and personal...
I've suffered from it.
Toga sale! Final week! 2-for-1! The Forum Shop!
And almost all efforts to get rid of it have failed over the ages. Not that people haven't tried.
A few years ago, there was a movement to rid the world of those irritating subscription cards that fill every magazine. Just another form of junk mail. I counted 6 in my most recent Vanity Fair. The game was to return them blank, forcing the publisher on the other end to pay those postage fees with no subscription to help pay for it. But that doesn't seem to have stopped them. If anything, well, I think they're multiplying.
Yeah, Vanity Fair. Okay. I'm happy to report at least one person, my friend Rita in Florida, has decided to take a stand.
Rita is a woman of a certain age. Let's just say she's long retired and now spends her time doing crossword puzzles and attending her grandchildren's wedding.
A feisty gal. She's weathered hurricanes, the death of old friends, and the hovering of two doting daughters. Doting daughters,
or dotting daughters.
Who keep calling to ask whether she's okay? She doesn't understand why they keep asking. She's fine. Stop calling.
But last month, she couldn't handle the junk mail any longer. So she just picked up a pen and wrote deceased on all correspondence, asking her to donate money, open a new account, or call an 800 number for a new roof and a half price.
It worked. Maybe too well. All her mail stopped.
She didn't realize her bills were missing until the phone company called to ask whether she was okay. She said she was fine and thanked them for their concern. But why did they care? Because you're supposed to be dead, they said.
When she confronted the mailman and asked why he stopped her mail, they reminded her you can't just write deceased on your mail and expect life to go on as normal.
She told him to mind his own business, as is her way. If she wanted to be deceased, it was her prerogative.
Deceased or not, her bills have since returned, right along with her junk mail.
Haven't we all, at one point or another, wished we could just scrawl deceased across certain segments of our lives?
At least twice a week, phone solicitors will call and ask to speak to the lady of the house. I always give them the same answer.
Speaking!
And with that, they hang up immediately. Never fails.
The final word.
Yeah.
Craig Wilson. That's another old grandmother he knows.
That's a long way to go.
Worth it.
But may I speak to the lady of the house?
Speaking. I'm just curious about the first paragraph still. You know, is he talking about a personal experience? My daughter got into Stanford.
No, silly. It's got to be like a friend. He says, it's so easy to understand, Mike, you silly goose. It says, now the holidays are over. Christmas cards have been thrown up, along with the my daughter got into Stanford letters, meaning, you know, right, like what friends would think. You know,
generic.
Friends that make babies, boys and girls.
Of course. I thought he might have adopted. I wasn't sure.
Well, my Vanity Fair.
Yeah. Now, the reason I started laughing during that...
Yeah, me too.
I got that as a present from Buzz for Christmas. Did you know that?
I did not do that. I gave him
the gift of Vanity Fair.
And I read it, and there was an article on Lindsay Lohan that was fabulous.
I knew you'd love it.
Started to arrive? Yes, they have. Yes.
Wow, that's nice.
It is nice, yes. Certain gifts do arrive.
And now I'm thinking about Jack... and Craig adopting a little Chinese boy. Hi, I'm home from work. Where's Lo Mein?
Lo Mein got into Stanford.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Where's he meet all the old ladies, too? My friend, you know, like an 80-year-old woman down in Florida.
Knitting, drag queen.
Cruises, circles. Of course.
Knitting circles.
That's where he finds some.
So, Bob, you gave Mike Vanity Fair for Christmas.
Yes, he did.
It's quite a newsworthy magazine these days. A lot of news-breaking stories in it.
It's a chick magazine.
Not anymore. No, maybe years ago. I don't. Not these days.
Can I tell you what somebody did to somebody that I know and care about very much?
Yeah.
Somebody said to this person, they sure remain nameless. They said, Mike O'Meara, my name's Rob Spiewak, and I'm one of your best friends. And for Christmas, I'm going to give you subscriptions to a bunch of your favorite magazines.
I was so excited. There were like five magazines that I got subscriptions to.
Wow.
And then, let's just say, it's Mike and it's Rob. And Mike, how many of those magazine subscriptions from Rob did you end up getting?
You mean to date, how many magazines have arrived at my home?
From not this past Christmas, but from last Christmas.
Zero!
All I know is that when you order online, it's the convenience of Amazon size.
Oh.
Apparently you live in a place that doesn't get mail.
I know. Suppose.
Well, that's, you know, I move frequently, Rob.
I know. It's been three times in the past 15 years.
Thanks, I'm all over the place. I'm just like a military family.
I'm going to call you and read to you then.
I'd love that.
I will go and buy it on a newsstand.
Late at night.
You know, with my hermit-like existence, that Amazon is on one hand a blessing in disguise, but on the other hand, just take it from somebody who made a gigantic mistake. There are some things you can buy on Amazon.com and you know what you're going to get.
Right.
There are some things. You know what? I should bring these shoes in and show them to you.
Amazon shoes?
I needed a new pair of just like regular everyday tennis shoes and a pair of running shoes.
Right.
So I see there's a nice pair of Nikes. They're silver. Okay. Wow. Nice. They're like $60, normally $120. They got my size. Boom, boom, boom. The box arrived yesterday. I will bring them in and show them to you tomorrow. The only way, God, this is going to be such, we're going to sound like such fag bashers here after this last segment we did. These are the gayest freaking Nikes I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. They look nothing like the picture.
Hmm.
They are almost patent leather, okay? I know that that's the style now, but
right.
Again, it didn't say that in
the
picture.
Style, right, shiny.
Excuse me. So they're gray.
Right.
And they've got a big swoosh on the side, okay, except it's not as big as always.
Huh.
It's
you didn't think they'd be as patent leathery when you saw them in the, on the web?
No. Now, here's the problem.
What?
The swoosh on the outside is little and tiny. And I don't know how to describe this to you except to take off my shoe that I'm wearing now.
All right. Point.
Yeah, hold on a second. Give me just one second. Sorry to be such a slow poke.
Right.
You see how this regular tennis shoe, this Reebok shoe?
Very standard, yeah.
Please notice... When you go to tie it, the tongue of the shoe and the shoelaces are in the middle.
Right.
On this fag pair of Nikes that I bought,
right.
It's all the way over on the far right-hand side. It almost looks like a zipper going up and down, except it's actually it's the way the shoelaces are bound in there. And
do they vibrate?
They do not vibrate.
All right.
And for some reason, it has a gigantic number 90 on the inside of each of the, on the inside of the, like, on the inside of the outside of the shoe.
I'm trying to think of famous NFL players, number 90.
Listen, there's no way that, I got to bring the shoes in and take a picture of them and put them on the website.
Will you bring them in on your feet?
Not a chance.
I was thinking the day that the gaping
with the
cow.
Batman outfit.
Okay. It doesn't really might be okay. They sound nice. What size do you wear?
Size 11 was.
I think I saw those in the back of my Vanity Fair.
Size 11. I guess the point is, you know what, I'll bring the shoes in tomorrow. I don't know how to describe the fact that when you lace them up on both the right foot and the left foot, the spot where you lace them up is like 3 inches the other way. Meaning
I know what you're saying. It's a side. It's on the side. It's like a little. It's different.
It's so faggot European. It drives me crazy.
I'd like to see them.
So I send a thing to Amazon.com and I say, you know, these are, you know, this is not my wife. This is not my house. These are not the shoes that I ordered. And
right.
I said, you know, dear Mr. Ass, please go back and look at the picture.
Yeah, you got them. You ordered them.
So
right.
I go back and I look at the picture, and it's, you know. Click to enlarge,
right.
And enlarge, and I guess if you've got a magnifying glass the size of the Hubble telescope, you're going to be able to tell that these are glasses that are glasses. That these are shoes that what's his name, Clay Aiken would wear.
Yeah, they got to, you know, that's one thing on American Idol next week. They have a Clay Aiken lookalike.
Yeah.
Just be very careful buying your shoes on Amazon.
I stopped going to Amazon once they ran out of my size and panties. I don't go anywhere near it anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes,
hello.
I was... Yes?
Yes?
What?
I wanted to call in, and the shoes he's describing, I know what they are.
Okay, well, you're on the air, and right now there's no guns pulled, so go ahead.
We don't have any ammo. We're out.
We got phones, though. I mean, we can throw phones at the guy. What's up?
Those are indoor shoes.
They're indoor what?
Indoor soccer shoes.
Indoor soccer.
Well, they were described as running shoes.
Indoor soccer shoes.
That's why the laces are on the...
Hey, look what Don had in his ankle. Which is back
he had an ankle. You brought the ankle holes for today.
Wow.
Goddamn right.
To you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's still me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my. Well, I happen to have one, too.
All right.
I have an ankle. I keep a phone in one ankle and a gun in the other.
How do you walk?
Very difficult. Very carefully.
I can't figure out this goddamn phone thing. Jesus Christ. Hello?
Hello?
There we go. There's another guy. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, these are soccer shoes that you bought.
Soccer, that's what everybody says.
You know, can you tell the soccer players are calling now?
No, but the 90 signifies that there's 90 minutes of the game.
That's what your 90 minutes.
Bingo.
All right,
that's confirmation.
Thank you.
You bought soccer shoes.
Either way, the faggiest shoes.
Did they say soccer on the order form at all?
No.
Or?
You know, I'm going to have to go back and look, Mike, okay. Because maybe it does say soccer. Because Amazon.com did send me a pretty nice letter back that pretty much said, "Hey, ass, read what you bought."
Uh-huh.
You know, so, anyway, you know, caveat emptor.
Yeah. Right.
You know. Buyer beware.
Well, then when you bring them in, when you want to show us, make sure you wear shorts as well.
I will, with my Batman cowl.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that'll be the look that I'm looking forward to.
How about just my underpants? How would that be?
If you don't mind.
Somebody plays soccer in underpants. Come on. Rob.
Oh, indoor sorry. Soccer. Yeah.
Sorry, Rob. That was a theater arts project.
J.P. Flame does.
Oh, yeah. Money! He does. He's good at it.
Very good.
Do I look fat in these underpants?
You look money.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
What's your lead story? What are your lead stories on the news and commentos tonight?
Tonight, hey, Cindy Sheehan, is that an anti-war T-shirt, or are you just glad to see us? And man sues iPod over hearing loss.
Okay, shut up, old man.
I wanted to make sure iPod owners heard that.
I know. I didn't know what happened to my Jack Bauer shut up tape. There you go. That, see if that
but
helps.
It's fixed now.
Nope.
Nope.
It's busted. Yeah.
No.
What are you doing?
He's fixing the machine.
Okay.
It's called the Speewack maneuver.
Here we go. And anything? No. No.
No. Not yet. No. Hold we on. Got. I got to really.
Oh, come
it.
On. Come on, Rob.
Back to Amazon.
Jesus Christ.
Stay tuned for news and comment okay. Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, don't argue with Herman Munster. that mic was very
professional.
No, it wasn't.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. I have Buzz's news and comments right now. Buzz tonight brought to us by Frank's Hot Sauce, original and buffalo wing flavors.
No!
Frank's Hot Wing Sauce, Frank's Red Hot Sauce, the perfect balance of flavor. And he'd take your weekend football party from the dull zone to the flavor zone with Frank's.
Try it, Caliendo.
And now, here is... I'm done with this game. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
What's his name? Hi,
I was going to give you a letter of the alphabet.
You did? And, didn't we do the Z's yesterday?
Yeah.
So we're done. We'd have to start all over again. Isn't that right, Abigail?
That's right. Please call me Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn.
Yes, please.
Okay.
A Louisiana man, if you don't mind. A Louisiana man is suing Apple Computers, blaming it.
That one's on you, Buzz.
Yes, yes, it is.
Let me just say.
You know, you may have successfully stopped it right there. You know, you probably won't get any more. Yeah, I think you just
because it's dead.
Because Mike referenced the fact that I had a Z on Friday, which would have stopped it. Uh-huh. Then Mike, when he threw out the Abigail.
Right. You went into the middle of the alphabet, and it was just, I had nothing, literally nothing to say.
Well, that's what happened last time with the men's names. So I thought I'd skip ahead here.
So you skipped ahead.
We'll have a meeting about this.
All right. The writer's meeting?
Oh, sure.
Very good.
Can we just take a moment to compose ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio and Mary Lou from Greensboro. You've got a question for John?
Yes. This is a set of twins. It is a post-85 divorce.
That's some of Beth Ann McBride from the podcast.
You wanted to calm us down, you calmed us down.
You'll feel better now.
Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz.
A Louisiana man.
Zub. Backwards.
That's right.
Zub.
A Louisiana man is suing Apple Computers, blaming its iPod for damaging people's hearing.
You're not going to believe this.
Flashback to the 80s and Walkmans.
Incredible!
This new class action lawsuit says the 42 million iPods out there can produce sounds as loud as 115 decibels. That, says the suit, is loud enough to damage the hearing of anyone who hears that peak level.
What?
For as little as 28 seconds a day.
What?
The lawsuit says Apple could fix this.
What?
It says iPods are inherently defective in design.
What?
And that the company does not adequately warn its customers.
Are you like me? Like when you first get the little headphones that come with the iPod,
do
you think they could be a little louder?
Yeah.
To be honest,
right?
The one, you know, it's funny we bring this up.
Okay.
I don't want to eat up all your time here on the news, but
we're talking about.
I wanted to talk about treadmill and weight and everything with you today because I've got some news about myself that I don't think is too great. It just you work your ass off, you only lose that much weight.
Right.
So I wanted to try to talk to Mike about helping you to stay on your program.
Right.
Anyway, I mentioned that when I do my running on the iPod, I've been running 3 miles a day now, mm-hmm. every day from January 1st. I've been spotty about it, right. but I've been running every day. And I wear big DJ headphones.
Okay.
They broke today.
Oh, no.
So I had to go get the little plugs that you put in your ears.
Earbuds.
And I noticed that as opposed to wearing regular headphones, mm-hmm. I had to turn down the sound.
Oh, really?
On my iPod.
Because it's right in the ear canal.
It was so loud and almost distorted.
See, I wear big headphones when I've got mine on, and sometimes, of course, I think we've already established the fact that my hearing is the worst on the show, to the point where I didn't even talk to you about this today. I'll maybe another show I'll tell you about the concern being expressed by my girlfriend.
Hmm.
Apparently, the TV can be a little bit unbearable. The upstairs TV, which I, you know, with all the sound systems they have now with surround sound and all that, I do great with that. What I have, you know, the little bitty, you know, if I've just got a TV with the speakers in it, you know, I'm constantly accusing the actors of mumbling.
Is that what you said the other day during the commercials? We were just talking and you said something about like, oh, I know what it was. You said, can they run the commercials any louder on American Idol? Do you remember saying that during the spot?
Because it's, you know, I will have the level turned up. And the natural increase in volume that they do on TV for commercials is, I'm wondering. I'm going to have a nice ear candling, though. It's going to be, wonderful.
No need to be concerned, Mr. Hope.
How's that? I can't hear you.
Anyway, I put those things in.
The earbuds. So they did. So the guy's got a legitimate gripe.
Sure, yeah. And if you spill coffee in your lap, you get $10 million from McDonald's.
Exactly. That's right. He's from Louisiana, so maybe he ran out of relief money. I don't know why he's filing the lawsuit, but he is. Nevertheless, he says earbuds. What?
He just did it.
He did it even in that story.
You're doing a story about it.
I'm making fun of the guy from Louisiana, improperly.
No, you're doing a story about iPods and about how they're too loud.
Right.
I hate it when you make me defend Bush.
I wasn't even thinking of Bush.
No, what it was. Oh, yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. No, I have stories for him later.
You're beautifully on message.
You always think about Bush. And here's how it goes. The guy with the iPod in Louisiana, didn't get his benefits.
No, he ran out. He spent all that money.
Ran out. No,
now he's going after Apple. That was what I was trying to say.
Oh, but that's not how you phrase it.
No, I know.
You know what you ought to do?
The whole thing was unfortunate.
You ought to contact the Swift Boat Newsman.
the earbuds, one of his complaints, and the man, the lawyer for the man who's filed the lawsuit, says the plaintiff does not know if the iPod has damaged his hearing. That, says the lawyer, is beside the point.
You know, the last time I had my hearing checked, this is serious. I mean, they said...
You mean past when we had it done on the show?
The past when we had it, because I actually, after that, I went and got it done, and they said, you don't have to, but you could... It could benefit you, hearing aids.
A device.
Yeah. Those little ones, I opted not to go with.
I've often wondered about that. That who am I to judge somebody else and their sexual practices?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I feel about anal.
I know. Yes. No, I said things that go in your ears to help you hear.
When you're having ear sex.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're having unprotected ear sex.
No.
And you need aids in your ears.
No.
Do you have trouble with, like, certain voices?
I have trouble. The worst trouble I have will be in a crowded restaurant.
That is the number one hearing complaint of people who have hearing difficulties.
If it's a crowded restaurant, I nod, and man, I nod, and I'm hearing about 10% of what people are saying to me.
Female voices more than male voices?
It depends. It really depends.
Because there's a difference between hearing and listening.
If it's an effeminate male, I can hear him pretty well.
Well, of course.
Hi, Mike.
Another worm virus is set to go off tomorrow, may already be in your computer. This one's meaner than usual. Make sure your antivirus software is up to date, otherwise the worm will rob you of your zips, your docs, and your PDFs. Hundreds of thousands of machines are already infected, mostly in Peru, Turkey, and Italy. It's an especially... What is everybody hearing here? Is that a doc or a PDF or...
That's the worm virus.
That's the worm virus.
That's the worm.
All right.
It's a big worm.
It sure is.
Look at it.
It's an especially nasty file-destroying worm known as mywife.e, or yeah. simply blackworm. As with your own health, it's all it's all about early detection and treatment.
Don't step on me, Dad. Do not put me on the edge of that little thing you're going to throw in the water and then have the fishy eat me.
Quoting one expert, if you find out about
this is my black worm.
If you find out about it today, you still have time to get rid of the virus.
Don't put me on your fishing lure, Buzz.
Black worm, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, here's good news.
Mother, father.
You can all go back to your homes and conduct business as usual tomorrow, and for the foreseeable future, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain or the ones in front of the Al-Qaeda video camera. Despite recent threats from senior Al-Qaeda leaders, U.S. intelligence says it has no information to indicate they're ready to conduct another attack.
Are you ready for some football?
U.S. officials believe it's just a propaganda campaign, these recent tapes from Osama and that other guy.
I don't know whether I hate that worse than when they raise the alert. I'd rather hear nothing.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I understand, but this is what they're saying, and they say that Al-Qaeda is still too damaged to carry out anything major at this point.
Doesn't it seem to you that if you come out with that announcement, that would motivate the guys to step it up a little bit?
Well, they just don't have it together, according to what we're hearing.
Yeah, but then shut up about it. If they don't have it together, raise the alert and just make them think, well, God, I hate it.
This is much like at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you trash talk.
Misguided. Right.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, Mike's right. Just shut up.
Stupid.
Don't show your cards.
U.S. intelligence officials say they're not seeing any of the kinds of signs they saw before 9/11. In other news, there were signs.
I'm dumbfounded. Why would they?
Why would they do that?
There's the director of Homeland Security.
If we needed to know, I'm sure they'd tell us. And maybe we ought to be keeping a closer eye on Iran anyway. We're used to hearing threats from that country's crazy president, but now he's being backed into a corner. A nuclear watchdog agency is having no luck convincing oil-rich Iran to give up its nuclear program. So now the agency's threatening to tattle on Iran to the United Nations Security Council. Iran's response? Back off or we'll immediately retaliate by all means at our disposal. The word severe consequences also came up. Iran's prime minister says we will quickly regret backing his country into a corner. So I give you that.
But which way? Are we supposed to think now that he says that so they've got a nuke already?
No, I don't think that's what he's implying. In fact, it's apparent that they don't have it yet. And maybe won't for some time. They're working on it. But whatever other means are at his disposal, that's what we're being threatened with.
I'm going to throw hummus at you.
Exactly.
Yeah. We should just, any country that starts with I.
Yes?
Let's just get the frig out.
Yeah.
Indonesia. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Iraq, goodbye. Iran, goodbye. And as much as it kills me to say this, Italy. You want to kill yourselves? Knock yourselves out.
Now, when you say let's get out, that means we don't have anything to do with them, right?
Right.
That's it.
You're not saying wipe them off the face of the map.
No. What I'm saying is let them work out their own problems.
I agree.
The problems seem to be, G used to be the bad letter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Robbie's country.
Yeah.
And then for a while it was J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the problem has been I for a while.
Yeah, the I's have been troublesome.
The I's have it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Cindy Sheehan was...
Which is why I'm also now thinking that maybe we should get rid of Iowa. I know I was talking the other day about reorganizing the United States.
What about Illinois and Indiana?
Well, I've already made a tremendous sacrifice that I will not be visiting my ancestral homeland. I will not be returning to Ireland.
Let's get our troops out of
Ireland. Oh, that's another one of the eyes. Oh, I'm going to have a problem with that one with you, aren't I?
Now that they've pulled our troops out of Ireland, I'm also not visiting.
You're out of
here. Any longer. I will not be buying any of the Guinness products either.
No more linens or figurines.
Or Waterford crystal.
Exactly.
Right.
Cindy Sheehan was an invited guest at the State of the Union speech this week, invited by a congresswoman. But Cindy was handcuffed and taken away, as you may have heard, when she revealed her anti-war T-shirt. The wife of a powerful Republican lawmaker was also taken away that night for wearing a Support the Troops T-shirt.
Buzz, we do have a tape of Cindy Sheehan.
Oh, good.
It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. John Lennox from the IRS in studio. And
that really poor woman.
Very exciting.
No, really, here is Cindy Sheehan.
All right.
George Bush, a few weeks ago, you know, said, oh, I don't know, 30,000 innocent Iraqis. Well, even if we take his estimation into consideration and say, okay, it was 30,000, on September 11th, one of the most tragic days in American history that we'll all never forget, 3,000 Americans were killed. So does that make George Bush 10 times was a bigger terrorist than Osama bin Laden?
All right, Judy. Let me talk about duty. Why? Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it.
Go ahead, Bill.
God bless her. She needs to work on her mic technique.
The duty song.
Today, both Cindy Sheehan and this Republican lawmaker's wife both have gotten apologies. Quoting a Capitol Police spokesman, we screwed up. The chief says he'll make sure this doesn't happen again.
Duty. Everybody. Duty. Duty. Duty.
Yeah.
Your duty. Duty, 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 everybody. Duty, duty, duty.
Special surprise ending.
Duty, 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 everybody. Duty, duty, duty. Do our duty.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Hey. Surprise ending.
Sure is.
I like it.
The lawmaker whose wife was confronted by police says he might not be satisfied. He said that his wife was humiliated. He says the cops might need sensitivity training. The Washington Post, meanwhile, is not apologizing for the editorial cartoon that offended the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Offended them so much, they wrote an angry letter to the paper. Cartoon shows a hospitalized quadriplegic soldier with Dr. Rumsfeld telling him the diagnosis is battle-hardened. Doc Rumsfeld says the prescription is, quote, that you be stretched thin. The Post says the cartoon's a comment on the Army, not the soldiers. And interestingly, the group Disabled American Veterans says it has no problem with the cartoon. In a rare six-man letter, the Joint Chiefs call it beyond tasteless.
Once again, man, you brought up the thing where they're looking at the Super Bowl at the NFL merchandise.
Yeah.
Now you got the leaders of all our military branches that are writing letters to a newspaper because they don't like a cartoon.
Exactly.
What the hell is going on?
It was not the funniest cartoon they'd ever read.
Jesus.
And Homeland Security, as we reported earlier today, at the Super Bowl in Detroit, their number one job is to make sure that people are not buying counterfeit NFL Super Bowl products.
Protecting the profits of the NFL on the taxpayer's dime.
This is very scary.
That's great. In sports, Aretha Franklin says it's an ultra-special honor to be singing the National Anthem Sunday, but Aretha's frankly surprised the Rolling Stones are doing the halftime show. She figured being Motown, there might be
fart.
There might be more...
Great big fart.
She figured...
Fart.
Being Motown.
It's about Aretha Franklin, right?
Right, it is. And, and other stuff.
Port.
She figured that being Motown, there might be more, black performers.
No, great big fart.
No disrespect to Mick Jagger. Quoting Aretha, I didn't think there was enough Detroit representation by any means, and it was my feeling, how dare you come to Detroit, a city of musical legends, and not ask one or two of them to participate.
Port.
Since
Port.
Comments, the NFL's added Stevie Wonder to the bill, along with Aaron Neville and a nod to New Orleans, which won't be seeing another Super Bowl for quite a while.
Great big fart.
Port. More sports when
great
we come back.
Fart.
Along with porn in your car, old school, and new school.
Yeah, okay. Way to go, Buzz.
Thank you.
Way to go during all of that.
Great big fart.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. W-K-K. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Uber Hunkies, Don and Mike.
DonandMikeWebsite.com, official website of our show. Check out our 20th anniversary t-shirts. Nice. Also, we've got a daily download. You can figure out how to put that on your iPod yourself, or you can go to iTunes and get the officially sanctioned CBS iPod thing.
By a podcast.
Oh, and yes, the Bolin shirts are there as well.
Very nice. They're wonderful. I gave one away as a Christmas present.
You paid for it, right?
Yep.
Pay manufacturer, you pay our...
I paid top retail cash.
Good for you, Mike.
That's my guy.
I did, I promise.
I know you did.
And you know what? It was worth every cent. Worth every nickel.
Thank you, Mike.
I was happy to do it.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
A WWE boss, Vince McMahon, is being accused of groping a young woman who was working at a tanning salon in Boca Raton. The 60-year-old McMahon lives in Boca and makes regular visits to Tanzabar.
I'm old enough to remember Vince McMahon when he was a skinny guy, scrawny guy, doing broadcasting for wrestling.
No roids.
Yeah, no fact. No roid rage.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wrong man.
Don and Mike!
That's Ed.
The attendant says he showed Vince her naked, showed her rather, naked pictures of himself on his cell phone and then made unwanted advances and backed her into a tanning booth, culminating in the alleged groping. Police are investigating.
Sounds like a great date.
And finally, finally, it's not a good idea to ride around in a car watching porn on the ceiling-mounted TV if one of you has several outstanding warrants and one of you is holding. But three brothers in Texas, all in their early 20s, were feeling pretty pimped out in Tom's LeSabre with the in-car porno. Their mistake was pulling into a McDonald's drive-thru, because pulling up behind them was a mom and her 9-year-old daughter and her 92-year-old mother. They called the cops. The driver got popped for obscene display. One of the brothers got popped for possession. The third had three outstanding warrants. And in a suburb of Nashville, a man was stopped for driving erratically. He'd been weaving. One woman complained he nearly ran her off the road several times. Police say they found 33-year-old David Kennedy was also looking at porn while driving, but Dave was doing it old school. Police say they found a stack of magazines in the passenger seat. Remember magazines? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. No.
Magazines. We will see you tomorrow for our Super Bowl
extravaganza.
Yeah.
It will be fantastic. A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you?
Mike, do you like magazines?
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.